now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, October 18th, 2024. We're 93 days out from Trump getting inaugurated. We're 17 days out of the election. Humanity is rising. So stand up. It's an info war.
We are the dealers.
We'll give you everything you need. Hold on. Energy. Humanity's not so easy to enslave and destroy as Satan and his minions think. Now it's time to join or die. All right, we got a massive transmission for you on this live teleprompter-free transmission. We have massive economic news that we've been predicting that's following the exact trends that our in-house economist has been predicting. But that's a side issue. There's a lot there. Marjorie Taylor Greene's joining us to talk about the latest on the election, the inside baseball, and the battle to get a big majority in the House and Senate. The latest on weather weapons and the grand awakening to that. We have a great talk show host, a little surprise I've got for you, joining us in studio later. Jay Dyer coming up, and so much more here on the Alex Jones Show. All right. A lot of bad stuff's happening. A lot of good stuff's happening. That's the way the universe works. We're in a quickening period right now. And, yeah, I could play you Trump knocking it out of the park at the Al Smith dinner. Only two presidential candidates have not showed up at that since it's been around for 80 years or something. And that's Kamala Harris and Walter Mondale. Walter Mondale lost 59 states to Ronald Reagan in 1984. The second largest landslide in history, only being eclipsed by Richard Nixon. Yeah, it's amazing. The clips are very entertaining, and he nails it. Sure, I'll play some of them. But see, I've been making a big deal about this for a few weeks, because I'm sure of it. Trump's going to win in a landslide. All the numbers show that. They're going to try to steal it. They don't think they can, so they try to kill him twice, we know of. And now they've prepared for martial law in the DOD Directive 5240.01. Everybody's focused on the military saying they'll kill U.S. citizens. That's bad. But it's the actual document is the rollout of all the martial law preparation that's been going on for a very long time. And I got massive amounts of secret documents, as you know, because I would talk about it going back 30 years ago, and I was on the number one talk station in Central Texas, so Fort Hood was listening. And they just started giving me everything. Well, it's not secret now. And why is that? Because they're getting ready to pull the trigger. And I'm going to go over the latest developments on that front first. And yeah, then we'll give you some Al Smith dinner. That's not going to matter if they use a surface-to-air missile to blow Trump's aircraft out of the air, is it? Yeah. That takes a back seat. You see, this show isn't about entertainment. It's about winning. Be right back. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored that you are joining us today with your precious time on this planet as a conscious, sentient, free will being made by the greatest, the creator, the master. 17 days, the most important election in world history. 25 until the imminent shutdown, potentially, of InfoWars. Oh, it's quite a time to be alive. But the enemy is now out in the open. We force them to reveal themselves, to uncloak, and to remove their mask. They're openly announcing world government, the military martial law, total censorship, the end of the family. The Biden administration has officially filed policies for federal agencies to aid states, taking people's children as young as 7 years old that the parents say are not going to transition when the school begins to secretly brainwash them and the parents discover it. 5 states have passed laws, Oregon, Minnesota, others, Tampon Tim, to do this, and now Biden administration plots child abduction scheme to remove gender dysphoric LGBTQIAAPS to PlayStation 17, whatever, minors from non-affirming homes. Could the evil be more out in the open? That's even more evil than Kamala supporting, in specific cases, a triple murderer that killed a husband, wife, and their daughter, and then another mass rapist, sex change operations in prison. Kind of makes sense, actually. Yeah, chop it off in a sick way, but we shouldn't be paying for that. No, this is them coming directly for the children. Fathers and your mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Just lead them peacefully to the light. Yeah, that's our job, and you can see what the devil's job is. Destroy them. Corrupt them.
Corrupt the child. Use the Ajanti dagger. Use the Ajanti dagger to kill the child.
That's from a good Eddie Murphy movie. Was the golden child? Yeah, it's a nice metaphor for what we're dealing with.
Use the dagger. Kill the child.
Or Tom Cruise in Legend, where the devil needs to kill the unicorns, to kill the beauty and the belief in God and God's system of Genesis. All right, let's plunge right into it. We have got an ultra-massive transmission today, MTG coming up, Dr. Kirk Elliott coming up, Oh, a bunch of other folks. Sarah Gonzalez in studio. Jay Dyer. You don't want to miss it. Okay, so here's the deal. I have absolutely insanely important news here. And quite frankly, the Al Smith dinner where Trump did a grand slam, hole in one. I watched the whole thing this morning, got up at 5 a.m. while I was getting ready. I had the audio on. Powerful. Or watched all of Trump's comments and speech and some of the other folks. I watched about an hour of it. But the point is, yeah, it's everybody's talking about it. Everybody was talking about Kamala Harris being an idiot. We already know that with Bret Baier the day before, and it just takes all the oxygen out of the room. And I talked to the Trump campaign. I talked to folks very close to the president. Leave it at that. And Trump listens sometimes, but sometimes he doesn't. So I've talked to his family. I've talked to people very close to him to say, can you get him? This has been going on since July 14th. I never try to get a phone call with Trump. Just randomly, he'll call over the years here and there, and usually I miss the call. So I don't just keep my phone on with the ringer all the time. A lot of times, he'll try to call at 1 a.m. or when you're in an airport. You never know. Or he'll call your wife. But the reason I raise this is, I want you to know where my mind's at. On the 14th, one day after they tried to kill him in Butler, Pennsylvania in July, I started calling the head of the campaign. I called Roger Stone. I called family members. And I said, you understand there's a stand down. You understand they tried to kill him. You understand they're going to try to spin that. And, of course, they did. And I said, you understand that the next move is going to be, and I said this on air, too, they're going to say Iran tried to kill him and then Iran's trying to kill him again. And later they did all of that and even found out the CIA and FBI had brought in, quote, Iranian assassins, but really they were private assassins, thought they were working for the CIA and the FBI. They weren't really working for Iran. So I called that. And the reason I point that out is I've got the enemy's number. So I said on air probably 500 times, you've heard it till your ears bleed. And I've said it to more than 10 people close to Trump, including his security people, and I'll stop there, that if I was the New World Order, and that's what I do, I war game, I would blow Trump's plane out of the air with a surface-to-air missile, a heat seeker, when he's coming in or taking off. Because the planes are going slow then, and if there's not missile detection aircraft with flares in the area, Trump's going to die. And then I got a call by one of Trump's people in Army Special Operations. They were trying to get authorizations for the private groups to provide what was needed, and that got blocked. Then I was told they were working on it. Then we learned over the weekend that Trump in the New York Times and the Trump campaign confirmed this had been requesting since late July anti-missile aircraft. They've got jets and they've got fast C-130s that can follow a jet. And they want, and that they requested controlled airspace coming in and landing, and that they've been promised it's still not been put in place. The anti-missile aircraft. But reportedly, it's going to start the next few days. So Trump's been flying around with no protection since then, but reportedly now Biden, it's in the news, has authorized it. And the Trump campaign went along with the cover story, I guess, as it made the White House respond. Okay, yeah, Iran's been threatening me, so will you please give us anti-missile defense systems, because Air Force One has that, and then other aircraft follow it that have it, but Trump Force One doesn't. So the reason I raise that is, that's an example of what I do behind the scenes, but what you can do on talk radio, C-SPAN, calling the campaign, it gets to Trump. And it takes a lot to get him to finally listen, but he did. And reportedly, imminently, he's going to have the aircraft. And a controlled airspace. Because he really is the president. He really is being targeted. Yeah, no other previous candidate who isn't the president ever had this, but this is a special case. And it's only been pressure that's caused this to happen. So now I'm trying to get the campaign, and you heard me tell Roger like six times yesterday when he talks to Trump, tell him this, and he already has. Trump calls him all the time. To get Trump to say, I'm not the one calling for martial law in the U.S. military to kill Americans. Kamala Harris's administration and whoever's in control of it, you know, they've already had a coup over Biden, has put out an executive order that DOD responded to, putting out DOD Directive 5240.01 for total martial law, for civil unrest, killing American citizens, military takeover of civil society, martial law. And so I know his campaign people are like, well, that sounds dire. That sounds drastic. That sounds scary. Well, that's the reality. And do you notice Trump? And do you notice your campaign, your people, that they're saying you're going to do that? So when they pull it, they blame it on you somehow? Triggered by false flags, cyber attacks, terror attacks, a new war. It's now being reported by very credible sources. I'll get to it, that Israel is going to bomb Iran proper before the election. We're only 17 days out. So when the Democrat leadership, Biden, Harris, all of them are running around wildly saying civil war conditions, Trump's going to kill everybody, Trump's going to kill U.S. citizens with the U.S. military. That, get Kamala from Tuesday. I want to play that clip again. That is not just a clear sign or a red flag. They're telling you what they're going to do. Jamie Raskin's one of their top strategists and congressman. His dad's famous communist, international, has said they're not going to accept and certify Trump, but they're going to create civil war conditions and go into bunkers. You want to see the clip again? I played it like 50 times. So has Pelosi. So everybody's like, woo, Kamala's an idiot. She's way down in the polls. Ooh, the betting markets all say Trump's going to win, 66% chance. And man, did you see that Al Smith dinner? Boy, did you see how dumb she was on Fox? And I'm sitting here watching them for the first time in U.S. history prepare for total martial law. I mean, you could say Lincoln did it too, but this is the most grafted out in the document. So see, my job is not to follow whatever the other big news everybody else is talking about, even if it's entertaining, because I'd love to play the Al Smith clips. They're great. They're on InfoWars. We'll play some, hell. But I didn't just tell you how I was right about the threat of the anti-aircraft missiles or the surface-to-air missiles, just to talk about that. I mean, I remember when they had a whole bunch of CIA people like Phil Mudd, who ran assassination operations, saying Trump's not going to be alive, the CIA is going to kill this guy. And Brennan was on TV saying he'll imminently be removed. And they go, you mean by impeachment? He goes, no. And they all start laughing. And I'm on air saying they're threatening to kill Trump. They're threatening to kill Trump. They're signaling it. This is in 2018 and 19. And I said the Secret Service needs to go question these people. So the head of Trump's Secret Service operation emails us and then wants to talk to me. So I get on the phone with them and they say, okay, President Trump told me to call you. What's the threat? And I said, you don't know the threat? Give me your email. I said, you don't know. And I said, in like 10 clips, in the last month, more than 10 frickin' globalists who have backgrounds in this. It's not like some crazy wino says they're going to kill Trump. I mean, it's Phil Mudd, who used to run international hit teams. If you're one of the top people at the CIA, says, we're going to kill this guy. Want to see the clip? I go, you don't know. The Secret Service is like, no, I didn't know that. I said, really? You don't know? You don't know the former CIA director says he's going to be gone soon and not by impeachment. He goes, no, please send me that. I said, yeah. So I'm not even that smart. I mean, you know, when I see him all over TV say they're going to kill Trump needs to respond to that. I mean, no one in his administration other than Flynn, who they got rid of right away, would tell him he had all these CFR globalist people on the board of George Soros' foundation, like Fiona Hill and General McMaster, who'd worked for Soros. And then literally, I would tell Trump this, and they fought, and then they freaked out and had, again, 60 Minutes programs attacking me. And again, this is the answer. This is why I'm telling you all this. It's not about me. It's just I've experienced it. So I'm an eyewitness. It's not hearsay. Everybody knows this stuff in D.C. You know, there's former Mueller deputy on Trump. Government's going to kill this guy. So this is not even my opinion. And so I know what the campaign says. They said, yeah, that's dark, you know, to talk about martial law. And so see, what's happening here is the media attacks Trump and says, oh, he's crazy. He says the election was stolen. And then they don't want to point out it was stolen because the media attacks Trump when he says it's stolen. They attack him so he won't say it because it's the truth and people know it and it unifies the population to fight back against it and to pass laws blocking it. So when they tell you not to talk about something and that it's discrediting, it's because they don't want you talking about it because it's the opposite. Hey, why isn't Trump talking about the 325,000 missing kids enough and then saying we're going to find them, we're going to prosecute Mayorkas and Harris that were over it? Well, you know, he is talking about it, but, you know, that's a little dark. I was watching Fox News before I went live, getting a cup of coffee in the break room, and I watched it for about 5 minutes, and they had the lower third, the Chirons, and the so-called conservatives were on there, over the host, the guest. Harris doesn't care enough about the border. Voters worried she doesn't care. She doesn't care. Her and Mayorkas totally opened it into the DNA testing so they could smuggle kids without their family, delivered them all over the country into slave labor and sex slavery. Biden said, when I get elected, immediately surge the border. They brought in UN NGOs to run it. The Border Patrol facilitates the smuggling. The head of the Border Patrol unions exposed that years ago. And their attack on her is she doesn't care enough. It should be they've deliberately destroyed the border. Here's clips of them saying it. You got clips of both of them saying there shouldn't even be a border. But see, normal people, and I don't say that meanly, just normal pundits, and they respond to whatever the other side puts out, and the way they define things always boils it down into pap, where you're not even responding to the reality. So whoever's running the Biden administration, the deep state, they already had a coup there, has put out a national martial law directive, including lethal force, a month ago. Finally got coverage this week. I've been talking about it every day. And they've caught the CIA and FBI bringing in ISIS and Iranian hit teams that actually never worked for ISIS or Iran, that the CIA created. And then whistleblowers in the FBI bust them, thank God. That's why you don't make the whole FBI your enemy. The top's total criminals involved in the human smuggling trap. It is total evil. But the average people aren't. And they're getting us a lot of information. But why do you think everything leaked that the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot was fake? Oh, the FBI accidentally turned over all the raw tapes of them setting up everybody. No, the FBI put that in the evidence. Good people leaked that. It's now come out. At risk to their lives, let me tell you. So I'm not an apologist for the FBI. I'm just saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And understand, there's a civil war over the future of this country, the good guys, the bad guys, all throughout corporations, academia, government, everywhere. The ecclesiastical. And that's what the globalists are scared of, and that's what paralyzes them, knowing that there's all these whistleblowers inside the system. But my job is to study the globalist and point out their past activity, how they operate, and what their next moves, from all the probabilities, will be. So we're now 17 days out, and they promised all hell's going to break loose. And they're promising a new January 6th. They're going to try to set us up again. So people better have their heads on a swivel, and we need to get this issue out there up front. Because I get electioneering and promoting Trump and a better America and all that's great to get him to win. The evidence is overwhelming. He's going to win in a landslide. It won't be called that because, you know, it's a big fraud he's got to get over, but it's going to be a win, barring them killing him. So now we got to start focusing on the hell they're promising to create the, quote, Civil War conditions. Is it that kind of important? While they then accuse him of going to create the conditions, while they then admit they're going to create the conditions. Again, they think you're stupid. It's like her, all these other audiences, I'm going to ban fracking. 1 week later, she's on with Trump. He says, you're going to ban fracking. I never said that. You're crazy. Thank God Brett Baer actually, you know, on one of the other issues, played a clip of her saying one thing, and then she just said something else, and she got totally pissed. These people are easy to beat, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they think you're so dumb. They're running around saying martial law, civil war conditions. They're going to arrest all the MAGA people. You know, too bad Trump didn't get killed. The government's going to kill this guy. And then they turn around and say Trump's doing that with no evidence of it. So here's a clip of me, you know, right after they tried to kill Trump. There's a bunch of these saying they're going to try to get him with a surface-to-air missile and blame it on Iran and then be able to strike Iran at the same time. Two birds with one stone. And my point is, finally, Trump got the gears going. And it took them over a month, but they got it done. An example of we can get stuff done and we can get these other big issues front and center. Here it is. How many times did I say Trump's plane is going to have an emergency? And they'll do it where it's not as obvious, make an engine go out, or his plane blows up. And everybody's like, oh, my God, Alex Jones is right again. I had the dream again last night. I remembered almost all of it. And it was a bomb on the Trump jumbo jet. And it was in the dream me trying to warn Trump they're going to blow his plane up. They're going to blow his plane up. I've had a lot of dreams that come true. And I'm not saying it's going to come true, but I had a dream a week ago, and I had it again last night. And I told listeners I had a really horrible dream last week, but I couldn't remember much of it. But it was one of those waking dreams. It's really intense. You wake up in a sweat, really upset. I don't. That happens to me a couple times a year, and I've had them come true. I've also had them be narrowly averted. So I'm not trying to get into a bunch of metaphysical stuff here, but.
All right, well, let's stop right here. It's no big deal. I talk fast. This morning I said, 2 hours ago, I said, hey, get me the clip of where I say Iran's going to use surface-to-air missiles, but it's not going to be Iran. They're going to blame Iran for surface-to-air missiles. The main threat is a surface-to-air missile. Yes, I also said they put a bomb on the plane. But a bomb on the plane is not a surface-to-air missile. So I want the archivist to find, I said it like 500 times, it won't be hard, surface-to-air missile, and when we put this as an archive to X, later today, the full show, I want that added in there, and we'll cut me explaining it out here. But I'm going to say it because it got missed. Service-to-air missile, 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 service-to-air missile. I want the clip of me talking about service-to-air missile and Trump needs anti-missile defense systems. Service-to-air missile, service-to-air missile, service-to-air missile.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get Optimal Human.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we got a lot of breaking news. We'll be getting to it, obviously, in the next 3.5 hours we've got left in this very important, critical, urgent, existential broadcast. But we can put that back on screen again, please. I specifically, and I probably said it 300 times or more, have been saying they're going to try to blow Trump's plane out of the air with a surface-to-air missile and then blame Iran and use that to attack Iran as well. And then I've been saying that since July 14th. Over and over and over again, and now the Trump folks have responded and have gotten anti-missile aircraft to protect Trump's plane. Air Force One has the anti-missile systems that if a missile launch is detected, they fire the flares. That, I believe, is the main threat other than poisoning. I was surprised when they tried a shooter again in Mar-a-Lago, but there you go. And, of course, it won't be Iran that blows him out of the air. And Iran has said they're not trying to kill Trump. But Israel is now saying they may strike Iran proper. And the word is, I'll get to later, that they are going to hit before the election. Talk about an election October surprise. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, great economist and also the top silver slash gold broker in the United States because he has the highest ratings and the best quality at the lowest prices and is a great sponsor of ours at KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com, KEPM.com/gold, to go there. The slash gold gets us the support as well. But I want to show you this headline right here why I wanted to get Kirk on today, just to 2 days after he was last on. Bank of America calls gold ultimate asset as bullion surges above $2,700 an ounce, as predicted by Kirk Elliott. And then it goes through the video and the news report of Bank of America saying that. And you've got all these big governments and billionaires and universities like UT just buying it as fast as they can. But then it comes out, they're trying to keep it quiet because they want to keep the price lower so they can hoard more of it, knowing what's coming in the future. So when I asked Kirk to come on today about this, he also sent me a whole stack of new charts and other big news. He says it's very important that we'll tie into all of this. But we have MTG coming out with big breaking news, the election, the economy, the mass awakening to weather weapons and more at the start of the next hour at only 25 minutes from now. So let's go right to Dr. Kirk Elliott. But let's go right to the gold and silver first. You've been coming on for a year. I've known who you are for more than two decades, and obviously you'd be on the board previously at Focus on the Family and there at WorldNet Daily. But, man, you have been nailing this, and I have a limited crew. They do a great job, but we haven't gotten around to this. We really need to get all the interviews you've done from the last year. Somebody needs to go through them. Maybe a listener will do this. And find all the predictions you made, and it literally just tracks. When everybody else was saying they'd do a quarter basis point at the Federal Reserve, you said they do a half. They did that. So you really know what you're talking about. That's the kind of guess we have on over and over again is the most accurate. Corporate media tries to be deceptive a lot of the time. But more and more, they're even asking Kamala hard questions like, why were you appointed the nominee? That's dictatorial. So a lot's happening. Kirk Elliott, first off, what do you make of Bank of America calls gold ultimate asset as bullion surges to above $2,700 an ounce?
Well, so it's great to be with you again, Alex. And what I take of that is Bank of America is seeing the end game, right? And they're talking about it, as is Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan Chase, as is, Warren Buffett getting rid of Bank of America shares, right? He's just dumping like $7 billion worth since July. So what is this end game? A Bank of America, for lack of a better explanation, is seeing gold, in their exact words, the last safe haven in America for investing. You know, because they're saying treasuries are facing risks from soaring U.S. debt. And so when you have soaring U.S. debt, when you have undercapitalized banks, which is why Jamie Dimon says geopolitical risks are going to cause mayhem to the banking industry, why Warren Buffett is dumping Bank of America shares like it's yesterday's trash. So why is it the last safe haven investment? Because everything else around us, when the foundations around us erode, those kind of investments come down because people pull in the reins, Alex. They, you would, I would, when we don't know what the future looks like, it's human nature to just pull in the reins. It's like, I don't know what the stock market's going to look like. I don't know what this is going to look like. I'm just going to sit back and hold back for just a bit. Well, the opposite happens in gold and silver. When you've got geopolitical risks and things that are happening globally and this exploding debt spiral, gold and silver act as safe havens. So they actually do very well during times like this. So here's where over the last year, as we've been doing shows, I can remember one of the first one or two shows that we did. You said, where do you think gold is going to go by the end of the year? Where do you think silver is going to go by the end of the year? Even back then, you know, probably $3,000 gold and $50 an ounce silver by the end of the year. Now you're seeing forecasters saying the exact same thing that we said a year ago. And so here's what's interesting about silver. So I was just doing this research over the weekend. I found this research article about three things that need to happen for silver to explode in price. Number one, it needs to basically close above $32.50, which is a very strong technical level. As we record this, silver's at $32.85. Right. So it's above $32.50.
And by the way, we are live right now at 11:39 Central Time, but it's also being recorded for posterity. Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll see if it closes above $32.50 by the end of the day. But if it does, that's one of the main technical resistance points. There isn't another resistance point until its old high at 48. So we could actually see $50 silver before the end of the year. What's the number two thing that needs to happen? Well, the second thing that needs to happen is it needs to close over 30 euros. So you take out the volatility of the U.S. dollars. It's collapsing. We lost our petrodollar status. And let's, you know, basically look at the price of silver in terms of euros. We're about to do that too. And then the third factor is just some research guy, some analyst put together an algorithm that basically looks at paper silver versus physical silver. And we've actually complied with that too. Three major things. We have actually beat two out of the three. If silver closes above 32.50 today, it's lights out. There is no more resistance until 50. Doesn't mean that we're going to go straight up and we're going to still have ups and downs, but the resistance points are gone until the old high. That's what's exciting to me when we've encouraged so many people, Alex, to get into safe ground, to get to something that's actually going to be real and tangible and give you peace of mind in the midst of the storm where paper assets are eroding, where this debt globally is out of control and there is going to be some kind of a reset happening. We could see a global pendulum shifting moment on October 22nd through the 24th when the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia. And what are the BRICS nations meeting about? You know, because we talked about this back in earlier this year, how when January, the BRICS nations added United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Ethiopia, Egypt, Argentina. Now they're actually officially just admitting them this weekend. They're also going to be talking about the new BRICS currency unit, Alex. So what does that mean? It means they're talking about their own common currency. Not just all the different currencies like the yuan and the rupee and the ruble, all the currencies in the BRICS nations, they want their own currency. Looks like they're going to announce that. It looks like they're going to announce that other 12 countries that are waiting in the wings to go into the BRICS system, right? So it's like, good grief. This is like 70% of the world's population. The U.S. has lost its might at the top of the global monetary order, largely in part because of Biden's stupid policies. He's the one that actually put the economic sanctions on Russia that caused Russia to go to China and say, hey, we got kicked out of the SWIFT system. And now they have their own China, basically international banking and standard kind of thing like SWIFT.
And let me raise that because I obviously you do too. I follow what the main diplomats, NATO, the EU, the U.S., China, Russia, all of them, Brazil, are saying, both BRICS and Western alliances, both globalists and then the rest of the crew, but China's allied with the globalists, but also at loggerheads at some levels. 5 weeks ago, Biden says we're going to start raining missiles on Russia next week. Russia says we'll nuke you. Then a week after that, I start seeing the diplomats and leaders say, actually, it is hurting the dollar. We're going to go ahead and capitulate, super peace, give Russia a third of Ukraine, what they always said they wanted. It's always been part of Russia. Hell, Ukraine's where Russia started. And we're going to go ahead and de-escalate this. And I thought I saw a lot of signs of that. Now they've come back and said, okay, we're going to let Ukraine build its own atomic bomb. They'll have one in 2 weeks. They already have the reactors. They already have the fissile material. And we're just going to go to full war with Russia. So I'm seeing different camps in the globalist order fighting with each other. But at least I'm seeing a fight because, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, there was nothing but unification by them. But I think a lot of the smarter globalists who are evil but don't want to destroy their own system realize that what you keep saying is they are driving the world away from the dollar right now.
Yeah, it's the absolute de-dollarization. So this is in another like 5 days, they're going to be talking about their last bullet point in the minutes that they basically said, this is our agenda for this meeting. The basically finishing off the de-dollarization of the world. It's like, oh my word. Remember, Alex, when they had the first BRICS meeting last year in Durban, South Africa, where they announced basically that they were going to add these other countries, where Putin started off the meeting saying, We are going to de-dollarize the world. It's our objective and it's irreversible. And nobody knew. It's like, is Putin just spouting off like Putin does, right? But he had to have some kind of meat behind that statement. And he sure did. Because look at exactly 1 year later, how the BRICS nations have actually just exploded in size, in influence, in monetary power. And they now have a BRICS Pay app that they're launching. I mean, this is interesting to me. So when you go to the BRICS Pay website, what is it? What is it? It looks kind of like the Google Pay app or like an Apple Pay app. But what it does is it links your credit cards to their international system that they developed with the Bank for International Settlements Project Enbridge that allows for cross-currency transactions with the currency that they want in the BRICS nations, possibly 60% backed by gold, 40% just normal paper fluctuations. It's like, this is interesting. So now they've got a payment app that they want the entire world sucked into their system, right? They want to control everything. They want to control the monetary flow of the entire world. And they're doing a really good job.
And every time you come on, you harp on this, and rightfully so. They admit this at the CFR, at the Club of Rome, at the Trilateral Commission, at the WEF, at the UN, at BlackRock. Their old order is over. They can't do QE anymore, though they're doing it. It's going to implode. They need to get us on the new system. And because of the globalists pushing all these wars and pushing China and Russia away, they are leaving and have made their own system, and the world is rapidly running to them because now the United States and NATO are and Europe are seen as the bad guys because when it goes to expansionism, we are. Now, that doesn't mean the communist Chinese aren't even worse in ways, but I'm just that's how the world sees it. And so regardless, we've got the Federal Reserve, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns sweeping untargeted tariffs would reaccelerate inflation. Well, Trump's tariffs have been very targeted. He told France, if you don't take our washing machines, I'll put 100% tariff on your wine. Boom, they dropped it. All of these are basically one-off deals. So they're trying to misrepresent and panic people about what Trump's saying. He knows what he's doing with these. They're very strategic. They're all one-offs where he goes through and studies each industry and openly says, hey, you build U.S. taxpayer-subsidized electric cars in Mexico, I'm going to end the subsidy, and I'm going to slap a tariff on you. They built the biggest factories in the world in Mexico. They're now opening, and we're not going to pay to slit our own throats. And it's going to be a bloodbath for the car companies that do that. And they go, oh, he's going to kill everybody. No, bloodbath is a corporate term for meaning it will destroy them. That's a president standing up for us and not letting them destroy what's left of our frickin' auto industry. Can you explain that, Dr. Elliott?
Yeah, so you hear the left complain about Trump wanting to put tariffs on foreign goods because it's like, oh, that's going to make everything so much more expensive and you're really going to hurt Americans. It's like, okay, if Americans didn't change, then that would be true. But here's the reality.
Well, no, I mean, we would just buy the wine from California or Oregon.
Exactly.
And the point is, but the French capitulated because they've been screwing us.
Exactly. This is how you get people to buy American. This is how you bring jobs back to America because jobs always follow manufacturing. So if you slap big tariffs on foreign goods from China and other parts of the world, people aren't going to keep buying China goods. They're going to buy American goods. This is where the left doesn't look at the ultimate reality of it. So,
oh, but they
so,
know they've got, they, look, when China double-crossed the globalist, they've now started moving the chips back here. They're doing it on purpose. I mean, let's be clear.
Yeah, they are doing it on purpose. And you know what? So the thing that they're doing on purpose is literally this BRICS Pay system. China needs money so bad from the rest of the world because their economy stinks, right? It's like, you look at China added $3.66 of new debt for every $1 of GDP growth in China. You know, so they had to add $3.66 of debt to get $1 of growth. See, and their debt to GDP ratio is 86%. Compare this to the United States. Our debt to GDP ratio is 121%, Alex. We're way worse than China. They have to add $3.66 to get $1 of growth. That is not sustainable. So when you've got that kind of debt, that kind of debt spiral, that is the death of an economy.
So give us the bottom line. You've made nothing but accurate predictions. barring, you know, the globalist changing policies, what do you see in store for the United States and the world?
Massive inflation. I mean, we're talking massive inflation because as this rest of, as the basically monetary power system goes from the West to the East, we are going to be forced to print our way out of everything because there is going to be no demand for the dollar. China putting together this BRICS pay system is going to bring in all kinds of people all over the world using their system. If they don't, they die. So now I see this void for American U.S. dollar dominance anywhere. So we're going to have to print our way out of it, right? And global debt already is $226 trillion. The interest payments on that have to be astronomical around the globe. But see, part, this is bigger than any president. This is bigger than any premier, prime minister, or anything else. We've got a Congress here. And I love it that Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming on because she's actually the real deal, but she's got a huge battle on her hand because every time that we raise the debt ceiling, Congress passes it for crying out loud. Right? It's like, stop passing these things. Stop looking at the balance sheet of we have to actually keep raising revenues and we're going to raise taxes to do that or just print money. It's like, start controlling the spending. Look at the expense side, not just the revenue side. We make enough revenue.
Well, Trump said this at that big Bloomberg debate just a few days ago in Chicago. He said, look, I know what I'm doing, and I've done it. And he goes, we make energy super cheap. That's the biggest thing to cut inflation and to bring back jobs. If our energy isn't cheap, people can't do manufacturing or farming or anything. And he goes, and then we go through and make better deals with countries that are actually fair where they have a market and we have a market, not one-sided deals. Where China, he learned, doesn't even really make much money. It's the globalist middlemen screwing China and America.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So these policies, Alex, cause massive inflation. That's why I think it is coming. That's the next thing that's going to come, and it's going to be a global inflation. I sent you an article under the Biden-Harris economy section called The Next Wave of Inflation. So in that one, when you look at this chart of where we are with inflation. So every inflationary cycle goes through like three waves, right? So we're basically at the end of the first wave of inflation right now when you mimic the 1970s. But when you look at this chart, oh, so that one's the foodflation one. Since 2021, food prices have gone up 22.5%. You know what that makes? Food is a luxury item for crying out loud. It should just be food. Right. But people can't afford food right now and it's going to get worse. But when you look, yeah. So you look at that chart there in there, that one. So you look at the end of that first little hump. That's where we are in the inflationary cycle. What we're looking at was the 1970s, but it mimics itself. These cycles mimic themselves. So look at the two inflationary cycles that come next after the first one. Alex. People are not going to be able to afford to pay their rent, to buy homes. And then when the normal government mechanism to slow down inflation is to raise interest rates, and then people don't spend as much, so government revenues come down, the next thing that they do is they continue to raise taxes, thinking, oh, that's got to help. We got to raise more revenue somehow. All of these do what? They lower people's bottom line, so they don't have enough money to spend. When prices are higher, the cost of borrowing is up. That's toxic. And that's everything that
absolutely.
Harris wants
to do. Dr. Elliott, we're almost out of time. I wanted to use you to pop in specifically, really, to pitch to our listeners. You're a great sponsor. Plus, it's the safest, best bet by light years. All your predictions have come true. I want to support our broadcast. People get a good deal. They get really happy when this is one of the few ways to protect yourself from all this stuff that's going on. And we're being proven right again. And because, I mean, I'd say like a 99% chance, in my personal opinion, this is the right move. Is there any perfect move in the world? No, just relationship with God. But look at this. Gold breaks 2,700 barrier for first time on Safe Haven Demand, CNBC. Gold's last safe haven as treasuries face risk from soaring U.S. debt. That's Bank of America. If you don't own gold, you know neither history nor economics. I mean, this is going down. And I told people a year ago it was the time. And here we are, Kirk Elliott.
I mean, these are the kind of things I know that you feel the same way. It's like sometimes we hate it that we're right, but I'm glad that we were able to actually say these truths, get people out of the path of this hurricane into something that's real and tangible and growing. See, I hate it that the economy is the way that it is. I hate it that policymakers have done this to our country. I can't stand it what Biden has done to actually export our jobs overseas. We don't have those jobs anymore. This is hurting American families. The inflationary pressures are insane. But with all of that, causes gold and silver to go up. And this is where there can be peace in the midst of the storm. This is where we can allocate into safety and growth and actually have a smile on our face. Who's not going to have a smile on your face if you took the advice that we started with at the beginning of the year? Now gold is at an all-time high. Silver is poised for massive growth because when we started talking, silver was less than $22 an ounce. Now it's almost 33. Alex, that is up so much
in 1 year. Yeah, I mean, really, this is a no-brainer. The only decision people have to make is KirkElliottPreciousMedicals.com/show/gold. Is KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. 720-605-3000. Is that the place for you to get silver and gold? Top rated, biggest in the country, 25-year overnight success story, great patriot, and he's a sponsor of the show. Again, I could have gold and silver sponsors and make five times the money, but they sell you stuff with 30, 40% markup saying it's collectible. And some collectibles are great. That's fine, but it's a hard market to sell it back. There's a lot of issues. With Kirk Elliott, you pay 8% for everything above wholesale. On the market day, you know you're getting the right deal, and then you can sell it back for no cost. That's where the other companies really get you. So that's why he's the biggest, because he's got the best deals. He can only do this because he does it at scale. You need to go to KEPM.com/gold right now, KEPM.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. It is the best move in my mind. And you know I'm all about tomorrow's news today. I only say something if I absolutely believe it's right. And I'm right about 98% of the time. Okay? And I quite frankly, I think there's a 99% chance that this goes up even more. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. A lot. Regardless, it's something you can really hold. People need to call you at 720-605-3900 or KEPM.com/gold. MTG coming up. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products, and I like the merch, and here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out, and I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Congresswoman MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us for the next 30 minutes. 350 plus stations don't carry the first five, so we're going to kind of just talk here, and then you'll come back and address the full audience here in about 5 minutes. But I appreciate her getting on the line early. Wow. 17 days out from the election. You can cut the suspense with a knife. It's so good to see your face there on the video link. I've got a lot of my questions, a lot of things I want to bring up to you, but we haven't talked to you just, you know, LinkedIn here other than text. What do you think the most important issue is front and center right now?
Well, I think it's the election on November 5th, and I think it's the real question of, are we going to have a fair election? And that's the one thing that I hear everybody I talk to, no matter if it's here in Georgia or any other state, people are saying they really truly feel like President Trump would win and by a landslide, but they just aren't sure if we can trust the elections.
I think you're right. And we're not hearing really a lot of that from Trump. I know he wants to stay on issues, but the Democrats are saying, Jamie Rassi and others, are not going to certify. They're saying civil war conditions. They're saying Trump is going to use the military to kill Americans. Well, meanwhile, I'm going to talk about this after the break, we have this DOD directive based off of what the Biden administration told them to do for basically martial law and killing U.S. citizens, Congresswoman.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I've been seeing a lot of people post about that online. And to go along with that, Alex, I was really shocked when I heard Kamala Harris during her Fox News interview with Brett Baer say and accuse President Trump of that he would lock up his political enemies. And she was saying that he would use the military against the American people, which is a complete lie. This is the exact opposite of what has truly happened. I mean, we have Steve Bannon literally in jail right now. You talk about who locked up their political enemies. That's the Democrats. They put Peter Navarro in jail. Steve Bannon is in jail, gets out in less than 2 weeks. Pro-life protesters have gone to jail. Many January 6th election integrity protesters are sitting in jail right now, and many more are being prosecuted. People that never even committed violence just walked through the Capitol through open doors. But yes, what we're seeing is, you know, it's what many people, just regular Americans right now, are terrified of the government, and that is the government controlled by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Democrat Party control. They aren't afraid of President Trump. They know exactly who he is. We had him for president for 4 years, but they are terrified of what Kamala Harris could do, especially with controlling the Department of Defense and controlling the military.
Congresswoman, I also want to talk about, just in general, what else you think citizens can do in battleground states around the country. We're going to break in a minute, but give us a little prelude.
Well, you have to vote, but I'll bring up an issue. I was just getting ready. I'll post it on my X account after we get finished, Alex. But a very good friend of mine that lives in my district sent me a post that someone had posted yesterday in one of our counties in Whitfield County, and they said when they went to vote, when they made their selections on the voting machine, you know, we have Dominion voting machines, and they selected Donald Trump for president. They selected me for Congress. They selected other Republicans. After they got finished voting on the machine, you print out your ballot. That's how we do it in Georgia. So you select on the machine, and then you print your ballot, and then it's your job to review your ballot and make sure it's marked properly. Well, this voter reviewed their ballot, and it was not marked properly. As a matter of fact, it was marked wrong. So they went back to the election official and said they needed to vote again. And they had to vote multiple times on the election machine, but every single time it got wrong. And they had to keep going back to correct it before they finished voting. That is something that's extremely alarming to me, that switching the votes in the voting machine.
It is. Stay there, Congresswoman. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Incredible. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm
shameless to shamer. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the greatest living Americans, a real patriot, somebody that gets it done exposing the globalists, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from the 14th district of the great state of Georgia, is with us for the next 20 minutes or so. I really appreciate her time. For Stacey, who just joined us, she was already on with us a little bit earlier and was talking about her concerns about election integrity and the reports she's getting that are shocking, but that we've seen in other parts of the country as well from her constituents where they try to vote for her or Trump, and it's being marked when they actually ask to review the ballot for, you guessed it, Kamala Harris and others. And then we're going to look at this DOD directive that's finally getting attention. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. 52401.01 that doesn't just say the Pentagon's been ordered by the Biden-Harris administration to be authorized to kill Americans during civil unrest. It breaks down the description of civil unrest and martial law. And we've got Jamie Raskin and the rest of them saying they're not going to accept Trump's win. They're not going to certify it, and that they're going to create civil war conditions. I have the videos of them saying it, and this is why they then say Trump's going to use the military on everybody. So I want to address that first, thinking into election issues that I agree with MTG is the central point, because they're saying Trump's going to contest it, and they're saying, oh, states like Pennsylvania won't get done the first day, and there's going to be violence, and the FBI's got memos out, and all of this, and they're on 60 Minutes saying, oh, Trump, you know, Trump's going to get violent. Trump's going to pull something big when he's doing nothing while they're actually signing executive orders that the DOD then puts out memorandums for martial law. That's what this, I read this document repeatedly on air to you, showed you the subjects. I'll do it again. I mean, if people think just the shooting U.S. citizens and killing us is bad enough, you ought to read the rest of it. I mean, this is a blueprint for martial law. But then, oh, Alex Jones, MTG, talk about it. They're crazy. No, the document's crazy. The order's crazy. And it lists the executive orders that have been expanded and retailored by Biden. Old executive orders for nuclear war to have troops on the streets during total breakdown, but they're saying for civil unrest and political uprisings. So everything they've said Trump is doing, they're doing it. Let me go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But first, here's Kamala on Tuesday saying Trump, with no evidence, see, when I say they're preparing the military to kill citizens, I show you the document. I'll show you the page 13 where it's Secretary of Defense says it. She doesn't show any proof because she's a liar. Here it is.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
So they have officially put out executive orders and documents. While she's talking, the congresswoman, I'll show you this, saying they're getting ready for this, and then they say Trump's doing it. That's Saul Alinsky tactics. Congresswoman, please, you've got the floor. Break this down for us and what you think we should do. I'm trying to warn Trump to start talking about this and respond to this, because they're not getting all this ready for no reason.
Well, first of all, I think I need to start listening to Kamala Harris anymore, because I'm blown away with what she just said. When we talk about the enemy within, we are literally talking about the federal government that is being controlled by her, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden, and Democrats, and many others, Antony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, Sullivan, Jake Sullivan, all these other Democrats. That's who we're talking about. The enemy within is the same people that are literally sending hundreds of billions of dollars to fund foreign wars and defend foreign countries and foreign lands while ripping our border wide open, and American citizens are being murdered every single day by gangs, cartels, criminal, illegal aliens, and fentanyl, by the way. That's the enemy within. That's the people that are doing that to Americans. That's the enemy within, and that's Kamala Harris. She's in charge of that. So she is flat out lying. And that's the Department of Defense is under her and Joe Biden's directive, not Donald Trump. She can't deflect and blame Donald Trump for any type of Department of Defense directive or any other government directive that would use military or force against the American people. I mean, it's outrageous, Alex. I can't even see how they say these things.
Well, I know that Trump really respects you, and you talk to him all the time, and I've gotten this message to him. He needs to be shown all this. I've got a bunch more clips where Biden's saying the same thing, and their surrogates are that Trump's going to use the military, he's going to create martial law, he's going to kill citizens, and then they're running around saying, we're not going to certify, we're going to create civil war conditions, and we're going to use the military. So they're planning something big. Elaborate on your views on that, what we can do to get ahead of this and talk about it, because if Trump was doing this, it'd be the end of the world, and it should be. And then how you tie that into what you're seeing in Georgia with these reports you're getting back that are so concerning with just 17 days of the election.
Well, let's go a little further with that, because now you've got me remembering just before we left on recess after Johnson passed another stupid CR, the mayor of Washington, Mayor Bowser, there was an announcement that she had asked Secret Service and other agencies to protect the Capitol on January 6th of 2025. That'll be the day that Congress has to certify the election for who becomes president of the United States. Now, go back in time, Alex. Remember last January 6th, the certification of 2021? Mayor Bowser had rejected President Trump's request for National Guard. Nancy Pelosi rejected President Trump's request for National Guard to protect the Capitol that day. However, Mayor Bowser has had a complete change where she wants the Capitol protected. And I found that really interesting. Jamie Raskin, many other Democrats, and I'm talking about it wasn't just recently. We are talking months and months ago, earlier this year, when the press at the Capitol was asking all of us, will you vote to certify the election? Democrats were coming out hard saying they will not certify a Donald Trump election on January 6th of 2025. So there's a lot more things to line up together than just that directive. And God help us, God help the American people. If they were to ever use military force on the American people, I can't even imagine it. I mean, I think they're committing treason against the American people right now with what they've done to our border, and they've allowed an invasion into our country that happens every single day. I believe that's treason against the American people. And the federal government has a job, and it's outlined in the Constitution, to defend the states. The federal government should defend the states, all 50 states of the United States, defend the borders and the people of the states, not declare war on the people, on the American people in the 50 states. So that would be beyond treason. It would be, you know, Alex, in 2020, after January 6th on Joe Biden's inauguration, where they brought in 30,000 National Guard troops and turned the Capitol complex into a military fortress, to me, that is when I felt like we were being occupied by a communist regime that was installed with a stolen election. And here we are on the eve of the November 5th election with a Democrat. She's the vice president, Kamala Harris, vice president, and she's the candidate for the Democrat Party for United States. She never received a single primary vote from any Democrat voter, not one. And this feels like a continuation of what they started on November 3rd, 2020, what they did on January 20th of 2021 with Joe Biden's inauguration and the military occupation of the Capitol. And I'm not sure what we're going to see, but when it comes to elections, I'm telling everyone to vote. I'm telling you, do not sit this one out. I don't care if you're mad. I don't care how you feel. Get in there and vote. Do your part. Check your ballot, because ballots are coming out wrong. And I've got constituents who voted that have told me that. Check your ballot and make sure it's accurately marked. And then turn it in and do your part.
And Congresswoman, some stations weren't carrying the first five when you were on. Please retell that story, but take your time, because I interrupted you when you started to tell it. But please tell that from the beginning.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Alex. So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district. And so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district. Now, remember, we're a swing state, and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote, and we have the Dominion machines. And you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. They mark Donald Trump, and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy. And each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it, and my printed ballot, I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over, and they went through it several times, and it kept on making the same error. Kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today, because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up, and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct. Cause that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020. But there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, extremely important swing states. They never fixed their election laws after 2020. And then you add on to that the amount of concerns that we have about people being sent emails overseas, telling them how to obtain an absentee ballot and telling them how to send it in by email, literally sending it in electronically, how to vote in our elections from overseas. There, the list goes on and on and on. And then you add on the number of illegal aliens that we are concerned voting in our elections. There's a good reason why people are skeptical. There's a good reason why people don't trust our elections, rightfully so. And everyone I talk to feels like Donald Trump would win by a landslide if they don't steal the election. Because, Alex, you got the poly market. The betting market is going hard for Donald Trump. You've got everyone you talk to from every business sector is saying Trump is going to win. And you want to see, you talk about signs in people's yards. There are Trump signs all over this country in people's yards, not the ones they stick out on the gas station corners that campaign workers do. People that actually put them in their yards are putting Trump Vance signs in their yards, and that's all over the country. It's not for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. It's for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And so I think I'm really concerned. I'm going to tell you, I'm concerned about November 5th.
Well, let me back up what you're saying. 2 weeks ago, the Texas Secretary of State says we're going to accept IDs of non-citizens to vote, and we have video of them telling the Texas election officials to do that. And they're actually going, what? So it's not just so-called blue states that are doing this. Then we have it in mainstream news that Labor Party folks from the British government are in Georgia and other battleground states canvassing, isn't that foreign election meddling? Then I've got this. Fulton judge strikes down seven new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after poll closes and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it's illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Talk about leftist activism. It's right here, Congresswoman. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Georgia Election Board has done an incredible job. They created new rules that really make our elections so safe on top of the laws that have passed here in Georgia. The one that made the most sense to me was a new rule that they created where on election night, every single ballot, there will be two counts. There'll be a hand count. There'll be a machine count. That is the most common sense rule you could ever create. And I mean, it's like double checking your math, adding up your numbers one time, getting an answer and going back and adding it up a second time just to make sure your numbers are right. And that Fulton County judge striking down that rule is absolutely shocking, you know, and that should never happen. That is lawfare. So that courtroom and that one judge is literally using his power from the bench to weigh in and control the way that our ballots will be counted in Georgia for the November 5th election. And that should never happen. No one judge should be able to do that. So let's go a step further, though. I want to talk about Texas with you, Alex. You know, you live in the great state of Texas. And Texas, I believe, is 40 electoral college votes. If they somehow swing the state of Texas and they do that through illegal aliens voting in the Texas election, you can forget it. It is over. We will never win another election in this country. Texas with 40 electoral college votes.
And by the way, the left has been saying for 10 years they're going to turn it blue. They're engaged in massive fraud with Act Blue and all the rest of it. And so many Texans are like, that'll never happen. California 40 years ago was redder than Texas. People better stop thinking we can't lose Texas.
Oh, yeah, you can lose Texas. And let's also talk about the fact that your great state attorney general, Ken Paxton, is not allowed to investigate election fraud. Did you know that?
Yes, but elaborate.
Yes. So Ken Paxton, they took away his power to investigate and prosecute election fraud in the state of Texas. This is the state attorney general. Ken Paxton has no power to investigate and prosecute election fraud. That is such a dangerous setup. But what you were talking about earlier about the amount of illegal aliens that are able to register and vote in Texas elections, that is what will cause Texas to turn blue. It won't be just the Democrats moving to Austin and other cities in Texas. It's honestly the fact that it will be election fraud, and it'll be done because of the illegal invasion into our country and primarily into Texas. And that is a real threat. So it could be, Alex, that they could put enough illegal voters in Texas election on November 5th it's big. Let me tell you the consequences of that. It's 40 electoral college votes. That means states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina means we will not matter. We will not matter at all. It'll be Texas. We'll swing the whole thing. And then the other scary part is they could steal Ted Cruz's Senate seat, and that could go for Colin Allred. And you're talking about a Republican Senate seat would be flipped to a Democrat, and that would swing the power in the Senate in this critical election where we're trying to regain control in the Senate.
That's right. And to be specific, we put the document on screen. They claim he can investigate, but they defanged him where he can't prosecute. So it's just like the Democrats are saying they want an inspector general over the Supreme Court. That would be a legislative coup over the judiciary. They're doing this everywhere. They're defanging any of the good guys, removing their constitutional power.
Right. So he can investigate, but he cannot prosecute. So that's what's the sense of investigating if you can't prosecute it? So who would prosecute it in the state of Texas? If it's not your attorney general, who could prosecute it? They've basically not only defanged the attorney general, they have defanged the people of Texas, because the people of Texas elected Ken Paxton to be able to go after criminals and prosecute things like election fraud in the state of Texas. This is possibly one of the most dangerous things leading up to November 5th, and Texas may be the heart of it all, not the swing states.
Well, they've tried to put Paxton in jail a whole bunch the last 9 years. They failed. He's a great guy. He's the example of the type of attorney generals we need. And when you look at Kamala Harris and just how horrible she's doing, and then as you said, all the real polls and all the big indexes that have been so accurate, the betting markets, say Trump is really far ahead. The problem is he's got to have a landslide to override all the fraud we know is baked in. And now in so many blue states and blue cities, they aren't even denying that they're giving illegal aliens driver's license and letting them vote.
Yeah, that's right. No, they're not even denying it. You know, there's something else that really bothers me. I want to go back to Kamala Harris because that's just, it's sitting on me really bad. This is a woman, when she did that interview with Bret Baier, she literally said, and then she said it from her rally there, from their stage at the rally. She accused Trump of calling the American people the enemy within. He has never said that. And that is not, he's not talking about the American people when he says the enemy within. He's talking about the federal government. We know exactly what he's talking about. It's the state against the people. And that is the true threat. That's the enemy. But think about that, Alex. They're trying to kill him. He's nearly been assassinated twice. And actually more than that, it's just not public. And so you think about how the Democrats have framed him for over 8 years now, as they've called him Hitler, Nazi. And now they're putting him up against the people and lying and calling him the saying that he would use the military against the American people. They are literally trying to get him killed. And they are doing it over and over and over again. Yet the biggest concern to me, Alex, is Kamala Harris. If she becomes president of the United States, the vitriol and the anger that I heard in her voice when she was talking about Donald Trump and she was talking about her own political enemies, MAGA. She's talking about MAGA. She hates MAGA. That, what I heard from that woman is she would not stop. She would come after MAGA. Come after MAGA in every way possible in the power that she would have as president of the United States. And I think that's something to truly be terrified of, especially after we've seen the Democrats weaponize the FBI and weaponize the Department of Justice against President Trump.
And then they have the gall to claim Trump is going to do that with no evidence.
That's right. No evidence whatsoever. They're just lying and saying it. But the tone in Kamala Harris's voice was truly threatening. And you hear, you know, it's, of course, I'm not weighing against any woman that decided not to have children or couldn't have children or don't have children. I would never judge any woman that way. But Kamala Harris is a woman that does not have children. And that means to me that she truly, from her point of power, she's not going to truly consider the future of this country because she has never had children herself. She's never.
If you haven't had children, you don't know. It makes your brain just flip into the mode of security and stability and really, you know, caring more. It's just a fact. It happened the minute I had my first child. I got way more serious, way more focused. Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody needs to follow her on the Mighty X. It's Rep MTG, just REPMTG. Thank you so much for the time. You're doing a great job. We're all praying for you, and we'll be watching everything you say and do. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll be back with massive news, other guests, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending.
I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. Almost ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the new world order.
Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep, by and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I have already covered in the last hour and a half with Marjorie Taylor Greene and with the clips of Kamala Harris saying Trump's going to kill Americans with the military while they've actually put in the executive orders, the military directives to do it. I mean, it's just wild. And thank God Trump's been listening, and now they've got, I'm told now it's in as of the day, aircraft with anti-missile systems that track when a missile's launched, then shoot flares out to stop them. And it's like a 99% success rate. The people operating the systems are not asleep. And I've been really worried about that, because if I was the deep state, that's how I'd get Trump. And then say Iran did it. And I said that before they came out and said Iran's going to shoot him down with a surface-to-air missile in America. I said, if I was them, I would do this and blame Iran. And then they did it. So it's not really hard once you just spend your time studying these creeps. So I've covered that for an hour and a half. I'm done talking about that. And you hear me talking to congresswomen and Roger Stone and to the listeners and behind the scenes. I'm on the phone, you know, really trying to push this thing uphill. But it's starting to happen. The Al Green thing was awesome, and it just brings up all these real things that Kamala and others are involved in, and just how out of control this whole situation is. And I want to get to some of those clips. Then I want to get into the military news. Nuclear war alert. Ukraine to be given nuclear weapons under secret NATO plan. That dovetails with Netanyahu will strike military sites within Iran before U.S. election. Sources report. Reckless disregard for the truth. Shareholders sue Moderna for misleading investors on RSV shot efficacy. Doesn't work. Makes you sick. We're going to get into Senate challenger to Elizabeth Warren. Exposes her connections to Epstein. We're also going to get into just a bunch of other news that's really, really important in the ongoing demonization of Trump, the CIA publication, The Atlantic. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Absolute crap. And so much more. And I want to drill through it all here in a moment. And then we have a special guest in studio coming up to cover the waterfront as well. Sarah Gonzalez, really smart, really interesting lady. But let me talk about the future of InfoWars. We are 25 days out from the, or 24 days out, we'll put it on screen. We have a countdown clock to the very probable potential shutdown of InfoWars. It goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid and buy it from the good guys. I also learned other disturbing things this morning that I'm not ready to talk about at this time, but we're 25 days out of the potential shutdown of InfoWars. But I will tell you this. There's a lot of big talk by a lot of people and well-known folks that have big money that they're coming in to buy InfoWars. And that's great, because regardless of whether good guys buy it or not, with a lot of the chicanery going on behind the scenes, I've been in this building almost 16 years. The bad guys have put pressure on the folks that we rent this building from. Now that we're out of bankruptcy, they can make us leave, and they're going to try to shut us down that way. And then this whole studio system we had to pay for and build is kaput. That's going to take money, even if we scale back. And the studios, I just did it because we want to have more broadcasters. We want to go 24 hours a day. We never got there. We do 10 hours a day of live, hours and hours of other reports. That's not that big a deal at the end of the day, except we're going to have to go out and build an infrastructure. And some infrastructure has been built, and a lot of things have happened, but and I've obviously got other groups that are like, hey, you got a job here right now. Move to Florida, move to, you know, here. And it's great for me. But my family's here. My crew's here. I love this crew. They put up with me. They're awesome. And they're highly trained, and they know what they're doing, and they're family. Also, it'll make us miss a few steps to have to scramble around while President Trump is president-elect for those 76 days of the globalist promising civil war conditions when I need to be on the air. So I pledge this to you. If we get the support we need, we won't miss a step. And so I am not just on the air here now for 4 hours every day or longer sometimes. I am busy fighting the legal battles, busy trying to get the funds in, and busy with infrastructure that is good. And then it takes money to run that infrastructure, not just the crew. Example, we have a radio and a TV satellite. Both together, they cost $18,000 a month. That's a good deal in the industry. It's what the cable, TV stations, radio stations have to have. And we're like number one on a bunch of cable systems now. Like, we've been number one there for a long time, but anytime we talk about it, they come after the system, so I don't like to say the names, but I mean, we're number one on a bunch of them. On little computer boxes where you get the whole, you know, internet and cable off that subscription, those systems. And it's not a secret, the one that has OAN on it, that system, we're number one on that. So that's $18,000 a month, and we reach millions of people through that, but In the current money we've got in, that's an issue. Selling T-shirts, selling high-quality supplements, selling stuff like that, especially because almost all the money that comes in here, I made a deal where I get some of it after I was out of bankruptcy. But we're talking, after all said and done, the cost of product, all of it, like 10%. So if we sell $100,000 worth of product today, after the cost of product and the deals that are made, I get like $10,000. Oh, wow, $70,000 a week. That's not going to build a network and hire the crew and do all that stuff. Now, once InfoWars is shut down and that happens, the deals we've got, the majority of the profit will come in and we'll be able to have that. And so we're okay there. But I don't like operating a war right on empty. And God seems to keep me at this place, so I never question God. But God's got to work through you to go, hey, these are great products, and this guy's swinging for the fences and has a record of devastating the New World Order, and they sure as hell want his head on the wall. We need to rally behind this guy and rally behind our own interest and supporting. And again, less than 1% of the listeners, it's gone up from like a fraction of 1%, close to 1%. So my point is hitting people's ears, but this isn't like a football game or a Netflix show where this is just some other political thing or some other news thing. This is real Americana. We know what we're talking about. We study the globalists. We've got the best track record of being able to predict what they're going to do. That's why they hate my ass. I've been studying this stuff, nose the grindstone, 35 years. I've been studying it for 40 years. I was 10 years old learning about the globalists, the New World Order, and I thought that was pretty important. I didn't want to read comic books anymore about fiction. I wanted to know about real stuff. So I got into World War I, World War II history, Roman history, all of it. I've read, no exaggeration, it's got to be over 1,000 books. And I hardly read books anymore, you know, about history and globalism, because I'm just reading news all day, and I already have such a backlog of knowledge and so many guests, I don't have the time to do it. But I used to stay up till 2 in the morning almost every night until probably about 12, 13 years ago, and then I might read 10 books a year now, because I'm just, half the time, I already know everything that's in the book anyways. It's like Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather, never written a book. He grew up in New York, actually knew the real gangsters. He just changed the names of real things that happened and put it in a book. And when he won all those Academy Awards, they wanted him to speak at a big college. He's done interviews and told the story. He's dead now. And he was going to speak to a major university about screenwriters, to screenwriters. I think it was UCLA. So he thought he'd go buy a book, the best-selling book that year, a few years after The Godfather came out, on screenwriting. He bought the book, and the whole book was inside about The Godfather and how Mario Puzo was the best screenwriter. Never went to college for screenwriting, knew nothing about it, wrote what they say is the best screenplay ever, and then he goes and gets a book that's the bestseller about how to write screenplays, and it's all about how to do it the way he did. So, and I'm not saying I'm that smart, but this is all I do. It's so, that, you know, 99% of the time I go read something or whatever, and I'm like, I already knew that, knew this, knew that, knew that. I just get more constantly watching clips of them, reading white papers, documents, legislation, globalist statements, what's coming out of the CFR, what's coming out of the WEF, and then it's all just a continuation of their death cult, world government, technocracy, mad scientists, satanic lunatic asylum. So that's how I know their next moves, because they just keep building on the same thing. And they throw curveballs and stuff, but my point is, before I get back on the news, is we really need to stay on the air. And I don't like risking my life. I don't like dealing with the Justice Department. I don't like all the harassment we've gone through. You don't know about 10% of it. Less than 10%. But it's my responsibility to do this, because I know what's going on, and I'm good at exposing it, and I'm good at getting the guest on. The crew's great at what they do. And I just don't want to be out of this fight. I don't want to just go half speed because I go, well, I just didn't get the support, so, you know, I'll just take a backbench here. No, what we do is too important. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support, but we need it now. And I also need you to follow on X, if you're a real Alex Jones follower, to go to what's in the corner of the screen, at AJN Live, one word, Alex Jones Network Live. It's just the initials, at AJN Live. And that is a system owned and run by other people, not me. So the people coming after me can't shut down somebody else's company and operation. And that's just a escape backup emergency pod that itself has a podcasting studio and a broadcasting desk and the basic stuff. And it's there. And then there's some other stuff being set up and being done because I really, even though Austin's been taken over by the communists, my mom's from here. I'm from Dallas, been here since high school. My family's all here. Just because the communists took over this town, I'm not going to run out of here. I mean, clearly, if they take over and shut down the studio, we'll move to some red county outside Austin or something like that. And if I have to, I'll go, okay, bye to the crew and everybody, and I'll go take one of the jobs in other states. You know, Florida's one I'm mentioning, that ready, boom, studio, crew, whole nine yards, Alex Jones. I mean, they're going to stop me being on air, but we've got a crew and reporters and people like Greg Reese and John Bound and just all of them, and the writers and the crew. I mean, InfoWars has really got the world's attention, and we're kicking ass right now from this position. And I don't want the enemy to be able to overrun and take over this position. But they're doing all sorts of crap behind the scenes to harass the living snot. I've been here 16 years out of the owners because I don't own this building. So, I mean, it's getting intense. So I'm going to leave it all to God and know that God's going to work through you. And I'm going to say, just go follow us on X at AJN Live. Tell everybody you know to follow us on there because the left's all over the news and they filed in federal court. And so's the federal trustee from the Justice Department saying, well, other people, you know, would own their private X account or, you know, that would be theirs, like at Real Alex Jones. But Alex is special and we're selling that and going to take that away from him. Well, Musk will just shut it down. That's in the terms of service. But they'll come after, you know, the Alex Jones Network. It's just never going to stop because they're coming after everybody. I mean, if you look, they're dissolving the border. They're trying to start World War III. They're killing the dollar, inflation everywhere. This is a globalist war. I mean, my God, they disappeared at least 325,000 children, Senate report, many of them in physical slave labor and sex slavery. I mean, these people are so evil. And then Fox News is like, Kamala doesn't care. Kamala does a bad job at the border. No, she's doing a damn good job of destroying the country with UN NGOs running it all, non-governmental organizations. So can people just stop saying, you know, the Democrats don't understand that selective tariffs on companies screwing us is a good deal. No, they're doing it on purpose. They've deindustrialized the country on purpose. So I'm done talking about that. Got so much news to get to, but let me make a big announcement here. If you go to the alexjonesstore.com, they have the gummies, have the powdered capsules that are even twice as strong as the gummies with the Irish sea moss that is the superfood. It's not just an organic form of iodine that's so incredible for your whole body. It's just got all these other vitamins and minerals, and the way it all goes together, it's the recognized superfood out there. You know, even the top green drinks and things that are like 90 ingredients have Irish sea moss in it. This is from one of the top suppliers, top rated. They let us private label at our sponsor. And you get a great deal on up to 55% off and you get three bottles. I think it's 45 or 50% off two bottles, 40% off and you get one bottle. That's back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. And there's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction. And because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, Jay Sixers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation, and we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you made. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices, we're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales, So some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. Automatic double entries in giveaways. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. You want to be ahead of the curve? VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Free shipping, over $99. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button in red. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can, but I need your support. I'm done talking about it. TheAlexJonesStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. And I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me. And that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them. We've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous as they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. Well, I don't know how to quit. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment when it comes to the world of the fight between good versus evil. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. And people didn't understand how evil the globalists were 30 years ago. A lot of people are getting it now. And so we're so close to going over the top here. We are so close in this fight. So even if you don't support and get products at thealexjonesstore.com or my dad's company that's sponsoring whatever happens to InfoWars, drjonesnaturals.com, the next level financial energy and all the rest of it, just pray for the broadcast, please. And please share the articles, the videos. Grab the clips you think are the best, the most important. Upload them. Whether 100 people see it or 1 million people see it. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak. The globalists are doing illegal, unpopular, disgusting things. All we got to do is say no and educate others, and we're going to win. We're turning the tide. We have the initiative. Holy Toledo, follow me on X at AJN Live. That's free. Just share the articles. I want to win. You know, some billionaire gave me $30 million a year. We could run this whole thing, and I wouldn't have a damn ad on here. But that doesn't happen. And all I can tell all those rich people is that our patriots, is this the time to sit on the fence? Go make a donation to our legal defense fund. RealAlexJones.com. The Democrats have 5 actions against us right now to shut us down and to try to shut me down in the future. It's totally easy to beat. But we've got to fight them in court and go through all the processes. That'll take $1 million the next 6 months. They're going to spend millions and millions and millions. It's a war. You've got to back the pieces on the board that are winning. Thank you for your support. All right, I'm done. It's just that I hate begging. Plus, these are great products, so I'm not really begging. but I hate harping on things, but I hate losing and bowing to the tyrants even worse. I mean, you know, the founding fathers, once the war started, had their troops out robbing ships and, you know, gold deliveries to pay the British troops and, you know, whacking the people driving the carriages. I mean, George Washington was signing death warrants all day long. And you know, I guess if things go to total war, I'm not going to be the one robbing banks and stuff to fund the revolution. But, I mean, we're selling superfood and T-shirts to promote freedom. I mean, but you understand, this is a war. This show is not, this broadcast is not somebody talking about Formula One or the NBA or what's your favorite drama or who's your favorite superhero. I mean, I'll be out and about and talking to former special operations people and really smart folks and businessmen, and you'll be at dinner and they'll say, hey, what's your favorite Marvel character? And I'm like, you know, that movie Endgame with Thanos and all that, I was told by the people that wrote the script in person that it was inspired by my film Endgame, just an interesting point. I said, see, that's art imitating life, and the new X-Files deal inspired by the show, all that, and it's not about how great we are. The point is, I'm not into fantasy, unless it's an allegory to explain something to somebody. I just can't get excited about men in leotards flying around with superpowers while they just gave billions of people a poison shot that's killed 30 million people and kids are dropping dead left and right by heart attacks. See, I don't need you to be Superman right now. I need you to educate yourselves and fight back against this with lawsuits and by saying no and by educating others. And if you're a medical worker, by refusing to take part in it, which is happening, which is why we stopped them, but they still devastated us. I mean, they're freaking killing people and testing to see if they can get away with it. So I'm sorry I'm a weirdo. I'm not into the NFL and the NBA or UT football. I'm not into Spider-Man. Because I've been given great power, I have great responsibility. You do too. And the real world's going down right now. We got globalists that are going to cut off all the energy. The White House has announced a plan to take your kids away from them and chop their balls off. States are already doing it. I mean, that's coming up. I'll cover that first. I mean, we got a lot of it here. It's going down. And hiding from it only makes it succeed. I've said people got incredible courage know this is going on and don't fight it. The courage to be enslaved and killed? I don't fight because I got courage. I fight because I ain't rolling over to dying.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
one FEMA agent since I've been here. He approached the front gate of our facility, and his request was, get this, cooperate with local government. We've been reported to the authorities for domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of special operation veterans. It doesn't get any more American than what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're here to help the people.
Yes, it is that damn bad that the survivors of the storm are in such mental torment and going through so much trauma because they literally have nothing left. There are certain ones of them that have nothing left. No homes, no belongings, no nothing. Completely gone. All they have is their life. And they're taking that from themselves now. Yeah, it's that bad.
I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Imagine that an organization that brands conservatives and Christians haters and puts them on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan works with the federal government, advising the administration on its domestic terror strategy. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened under the Biden administration. This hate map inspired an act of terror in 2012, and former staff have come forward claiming that the hate accusations are a highly profitable scam. The White House has hosted meetings with SPLC leaders and staff at least 11 times, and Biden nominated an SPLC attorney to a top federal judgeship. The Biden administration has used the SPLC to target radical traditional Catholics, and last year, the SPLC added parental rights groups like Moms for Liberty to the hate map. This echoes the Biden White House's work on a letter comparing concerned parents to domestic terrorists.
Under this Biden, morning, growing safety fears for government workers in western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately, adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA. NBC News has not seen the email cited by the Post, and it's unclear whether the threat mentioned was seen as credible. North Carolina Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards addressing the reported threats on MSNBC.
We had two counties with folks reported with different militia groups attacking and threatening FEMA.
An update here. Authorities in North Carolina have arrested 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons of Bostic, North Carolina. We have the mugshot there. Parsons was arrested and charged with going armed to the terror of the public. He was armed with a handgun and a rifle. Of course, in this information environment, there are concerns that conspiracy theories and bad information regarding recovery efforts could spur further threats, but really relieved to report that at this point, the sheriff's office believes that the suspect acted alone.
The U.S. military has updated a DOD directive to allow the use of lethal force in domestic operations under specific conditions, particularly in assisting civil law enforcement during national security emergencies, potentially including civil disturbances. The 2024 version of the directive repealed previous versions and significantly expands the military's role in domestic operations, raising concerns about its use during potential civil unrest surrounding the election. The updated directive allows defense intelligence components to provide personnel to assist law enforcement agencies and civil authorities with lethal force in situations likely to result in death or serious bodily injury, including confrontations with civilian individuals or groups. However, the U.S. military is generally prohibited from engaging domestically with the citizenry, except in cases and circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress, as per the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code 1385. The updated directive and the potential use of lethal force in domestic operations have raised significant concerns and questions about civil liberties and the military's role in domestic affairs, particularly in the context of the upcoming elections.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well,
our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number three. Very informative and lovely. Talk show host with The Blaze, Sarah Gonzalez, will be in studio with us coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I'll do some into the next fourth hour with her and the Jade Hour. I'll pop in with 30, 40 minutes of key critical intel from source New World Order documents. That's his specialty. And I have probably about, not probably, I have hundreds of articles here, but I've got several dozen I want to hit here in a moment. But I talked about this, and Trump did a great job yesterday. So let's just play these clips. I mean, it's just, he just devastated him at the Al Smith dinner. This has been going on for, you know, 80-something years, and no presidential candidate who's the nominee, either Republican or Democrat, has ever not gone to it except Walter Mondale in 84. He lost 49 states, only won one, and so that's quite the harbinger for her. She didn't show up. So here we go. So just play clip 2 through 7. These are short, back-to-back. These are amazing. Here they are.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot at me. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough. Oh, I did, you know, they told me the last time I did this, I was running against Crooked Hillary. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people is voting for me. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. And I actually said, do you mind if I do that? He said, no, you got to do what you got to do. He's a pro. He's a professional.
Catholic president, right? After JFK, President Biden couldn't be here tonight. The DNC made sure of that. I guess I'm the only one that reads history. I never know how to address you people. Do you prefer you know, global elite or coastal elite. You know, I mean, I know we live in sensitive times and I don't want to mislabel anyone. I'm personally excited to be up here, and not just because you make me look young and principled. You know, this seating arrangement is weird, right? I mean, it looks like the plutocrats are about to play Family Feud. And the survey says, whatever you want. This dais, actually, let's be honest, this entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City and Brian Kilmeade. Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends. Hopefully. You know, because this room is, I'm glad you guys have a sense of humor about this, because this room is undeniably impressive. It really is. The prestige, the wealth, the allegations. I mean, wow. And don't feel bad if you don't have any allegations yet, okay? Which reminds me, Letitia James is here. She had a great year. She's just back there watching all of you. She's watching.
All right, I have stacks of incredible developments, but I'm going to hit this one first, because when you ask yourself, how evil are the globalists? How evil are the Democrats? How evil are the Pritzkers, who are Republicans? It's really hard to even let it soak in until you actually talk to the fathers and the mothers like we have on air in famous cases in Texas, in Michigan, in Oregon, in Illinois, in New York, that I've had on the show and my other hosts have had on in famous cases where the school, normally it's kind of a autistic style child, and I had a member of the Parliament on like 10 years ago from the UK was first noticing this, that half the kids that were getting put in the transgender bin and being sterilized were autistic. So kids like to do make-believe. So they start telling in preschool now, and I'm going to show you the documents here, but really bad in kindergarten, first grade, fifth grade. Oh, we're not going to pretend to be a superhero or a dragon or a cowboy or something, or a police officer. We're going to pretend you're another sex, and you can be anything you want. And then if the child says, yeah, I feel like I am another sex, and the teachers do this in public school and in the elite private ones, it happened to Elon Musk's son, without him even knowing. Why so pissed? He's told you that. They then create a file once your kid says they want to be this. And in public schools and private schools all over the country, they then keep it secret and attach social workers to the child and say, your parents are going to be mean to you. Don't tell them, it's our little secret. So it's just how pedophiles create a relationship, start groping, start saying, don't tell your parents. And then that's how they do it. I mean, the low functioning ones that have low IQs, they just try to grab kids out of playgrounds or, you know, your kid's in the bathroom at Target and they, you know, they grab them. I mean, you see those surveillance camera tapes where a guy comes out of the bathroom with a kid and the kid's never seen again, or they're found dead, or, you know, found being raped. This is super illegal, super creepy grooming. And that's what drag queen story time is. A lot of convicted pedophiles, many cases. And there's cases all over the country where it'll come out in the news. Well, parents got mad that they had career day for the fifth graders at the library, and the local drag queen who dances at the gay bar came and told the kids that being a transgender person is great because you can make money. And in the Denver case, the reason that was even on Fox News a few years ago, I'm just using one that everybody's heard of. This man dressed as a woman told the kids, I make a lot of money working at the sex club, and I'm an escort and have sex with people. And in Germany, they mainline it and make women that are out of work become prostitutes. Don't believe me? Just look it up. Germany making unemployed women become prostitutes. And then the government becomes the pimp. There was an article earlier this year, mainstream German news, where they're making women service up to 10 men a day and they can't refuse the clients. That's sex slavery. Oh, the liberals are all about, you know, legalizing sex work so it's all clean and good, and then they make you do it. Just like they'd rather take over your body and make you take a poison shot. It's about raping your rights. It's about making you a slave. Like the federal filing to say, I don't own my own name. And they say, Alex Jones is different. Other people own their names. He doesn't. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. Yeah, yeah. Throw that headline and we'll go back to drag queen story time. Reader once charged with sex assault. Yeah, raped a six-year-old boy. But go back to the other one out of Germany, the London Telegraph. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. That was a few years ago. Hell, that's 19 years ago. Now in Germany, look it up, they make them service 10 men a day and they can't refuse a man. Well, I thought a prostitute can refuse who they want. Oh, no, 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 no. You, when I say this stuff, the crew just types it in and finds it. I know this sounds like bull to most of you that are normal, and you're like, they're not making women be prostitutes in Germany. They're not making them service 10 men a day. Yeah, they are. And whatever they're doing over there is run by the globalists they want to do here. And remember, the CIA got caught in West Germany placing over 30,000 children with over 30,000 pedophiles to create a new society. If you're a new listener, just, I know that doesn't sound real. Just like 325,000 missing kids under Kamala being found in sex slavery and slave labor. Doesn't sound real, but it's a Senate report and all confirmed. And then 8,000 of the names got given to muckraker Anthony Rubin and his team, and they went to a bunch of the houses and they said, yeah, I had a little five-year-old here. Had her for 2 days, 6 months ago. I don't know who I gave her to. Call the police. Sorry, we can't respond. That's a federal matter. So you went to an airfield and 6 months ago and got a five-year-old girl. Yeah, yeah, I remember, yeah. And here's her name, yeah. Where is she? I don't know. I gave her to somebody. That's on video. I don't know. I gave her to, and they go to another house. Same story. And the one of the whistleblowers for over a decade was involved before Obama started all this, and Trump killed it. Then it came back worse than ever under Biden and Kamala. We had him in the studio just 2 weeks ago. He's on record to Congress as a whistleblower. He'd be on airplanes where they wouldn't give him any diapers or food. And in some cases, he was bringing three-month-old babies. And they would fly him to four or five stops for six, seven, eight, 9 hours with the babies crapping all over themselves with no food. And then with no paperwork except a piece of paper with their name, he doesn't even know the name's real. The baby can't talk. He just hands it to somebody in a parking lot. He goes, I'm not doing this. Yep, German government. First register, then turn tricks. So, just like Canada officially says, oh, sorry, the COVID shot hurt you? We'll kill you. We'll euthanize you. Doesn't sound real. I can play the newscast how great it is. They don't just admit it. They say how wonderful it is. What is the level of evil we're talking about? Unlimited. Thomas Jefferson was once asked in a newspaper article, what is the level that tyrants will take us to? What would the worst tyrant do? And he said, whatever you accept, because there's always someone more evil when you accept tyranny who will replace the last tyrant until the most psychotic, bloodthirsty lunatics are in control. So here's the newest article. Biden regime plots child abduction scheme to remove gender dysphoric LGBTQIAP2S plus minors from non-affirming homes. It's a Natural News article. It's big. It's thick. It's full of links. And it's damn on target. And it looks at Ohio and a bunch of other states. It's a new rule imposed by the Biden regime on America's foster care system where children who suffer from gender dysphoria, because they get confused by the government agencies, they get attention and prizes, and they say there's something else, being forcibly abducted from their foster parents and taken to those that will affirm putting them on chemicals to block puberty and then sterilize them, including parents. This deals with foster parents. You got to go read this. You got to go see the clips on it. This is a clip of a dad teaching a dad to affirm his son's choice to be a girl. It's part of the Biden Foundation As You Are campaign, but they're actually trying to make you that way. Normalizing transgenderism among foster youth. You got all these states that have passed laws to take kids from biological parents if the parents, when the school's convincing them they're this, to say, you're not going to that club. You're 10 years old. You're not really a boy. You're a girl. Yes, I am a boy. Boom, you're gone. And they passed a law in Oregon where, last year where you don't even know where the kid goes. They won't even tell parents where the kid is. They won't even tell you why they've disappeared. They just say your kid's gone and the state took them. That's how bad the evil's gotten. And now the federal government's backing it under Biden. So that's what we're dealing with. That's just one of the articles. Look at these articles. Al Sharpton tells MSNBC he's convinced Trump will put him on a list if reelected. Oh, and then and have him sued and lawfared and thrown in prison like you guys are doing? The Atlantic. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Total bull. CBS hit with FCC complaint for changing significant and intentional news distortion over edited Kamala Harris interview. Continuing. Oh, there's so much here. What should I go to next? What should I hit next here? I mean, there's just, this one's really important. Yeah, there it is. Transgender minors protected from estranged parents under Washington law. Oh, yeah. Young as 7. They convince your kid there's something else and then take them and put them in a secret facility with all the other victims. Bill Gates doubles down on global digital ID push as critics sound alarm on privacy risk. Bill Gates runs through his big international center, the UN pandemic response vaccine program, and the global ID system, and China provided the software for it, and it's the heart of the global social credit score internet ID system. Meanwhile, the World Bank announces that it is about to launch its own global digital public infrastructure, DPI, off of Bill Gates' plan. Boy, who died made him your doctor and your banker, and he'll decide what you can buy and sell. He controls your body. Bill Gates has voiced strong support for what his foundation, along with the EU, UN, and World Economic Forum, refer to as the digital public infrastructure, DPI, and its key parts, digital IDs and payments. And Gates wants to see them implemented globally. In a blog post, the Microsoft founder once again attempted to establish his reputation as a visionary on these matters and praises a number of developing countries which are adopting the concept of DPI. Yeah, like Nigeria, it made it even more hellish, is currently in various ways. One could say trailed for the rest of the world, whatever that means. India, Kenya, Brazil, and Tonga. One of the major criticisms leveled at the digital ID payment system and its rush to get there, given the DPI is supported and supposed to see large-scale adoption by 2030, it is that they will lead to enhanced digital government surveillance and subsequent disenfranchisement of people. The EU had all of them said, we're going to use central bank digital currency. That's what this is, smart money. It tracks everything you do, to control your behavior and censor you and track everything you do and devalue it or upvalue it depending on your behavior and do bail-ins where they take the money directly out of your bank or devalue the very tokens. However, Gates does not share these concerns and claims that what he calls a properly designed DPI will in fact enhance privacy thanks to safeguards he mentions in passing. Gates also touches on what he says is the benefits of the MOSIP, Modular Open Source Identity Platform. Your digital identity for total control. A national digital ID tool backed by the foundation. MOSIP is yet another point of contention for the privacy standpoint, considering it is a global digital identification system and the negative implications thereof. It just goes on. The article's much longer than that. Folks, they already got your smart TVs watching you. They already got the home devices, your phone, all of it. They're already doing it. They want to normalize it and then tie it to a unified ledger of all your currency, all your property, all your stocks, all your bonds, your future earning capacity, all of that, to then control you in live time. And I've played this 50 times or more, but play it again. New listeners, because I'll be telling even people I know are listeners, and I'll say, hey, you heard the FDIC said last year at a meeting that was online, yeah, we're getting ready for the bail-in. It's got to come. We're going to take money right out of people's bank accounts, but they're going to get really pissed. We've got to talk about this because it's imminent, but we don't want to let the public know. And one of the board members goes, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this. I mean, it's hours long. I've watched the whole thing. First few times we played like 30 minutes of it. Usually I just play a one-minute clip. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? This isn't coming. This is here. And Trump has promised to block the digital ID and the central bank digital currency. But this is on the FDIC's website, folks. You can go watch the two-hour meeting. I'm sure there's new ones. This is just the one people got and we watched it. So you're giving these horrible globalist criminals that cut off our pipelines, get rid of our borders, give us poison shots, start World War III, total control. And that's why almost every restaurant or store, oh, we don't want cash, got to use an app. Oh, register with the app. Oh, pull up at the Whataburger and there's no people and you just order on an app and it comes out of a window. They're getting you used to everything being a prison grid to outlaw normal human behavior. And then under the social credit score of the Netherlands and Canada, they say, hey, we'll give you welfare for one more year, but you've got to sign this piece of paper to kill yourself. We'll euthanize you. And they send in counselors to tell you how great it is. And now they're making people in Canada wards of the state, even if they're not mentally handicapped or physically. The state says, well, you're out of money. You're a ward of the state. So we're going to kill you because we're your ward. We're your guardian. You don't have free will. Just like the federal court has filings by the feds on Tuesday saying under the 13th Amendment, everybody else owns their name, their right to use their name, and the right for their own Twitter handle, Real Alex Jones. He is a different person. We own it. We're taking it. And you'd think that'd be bigger news. You'd think other talk show hosts would be talking about that. No. I mean, the Hodge twins and some other folks. And I mean, I can't keep track of it. I got a call from Tucker's folks about it. I got to call them back. That was this morning. But I mean, if this was happening to anybody, I'd be all over it. I mean, but no, it's just, yes, Alex. Oh, they always attack him. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, they'll get us next. All right. I know our guest was hauling ass to get here. Is our guest here? Just so I know. We don't know. All right, Sarah Gonzalez will be popping in here soon. And I've got just so much more. EU Council Summit, illegal alien invasion finally begins to be pushed back again. It's got some big news, some positive news. I mean, as bad as all this is, it's all so bad it should be easy to beat, but we've got to get the public to not act like sheep. And even go to McDonald's. Or you go in and, sorry, no cash here. Okay, let me do it. It's all to get you ready. They admit these corporations are under the BlackRock ESG score where the corporations tell them how to operate and what to do to be able to operate in the future. They're already under the corporate social credit score. Now they're trying to make you do it. And if you think you've been censored and harassed yet, you ain't seen nothing. We'll be right back.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more and is stronger and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them.
I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending.
I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalist.
Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
The mysteries of the universe. The age-old questions. Where did humankind come from? What is our ultimate destiny? The answers to these fundamental questions are hiding in plain view. We came from the universe. We came from all that is creation. We are part of the universe. We come out of this creation. The answer to the question of our existence is wonderment.
The planet Earth is home to our species, orbiting a standard sun, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy.
Here you see a super galaxy, a cluster of galaxies. Each one of these a galaxy on its own. Hundreds of billions photographed by Hubble. And Hubble isn't even getting out of our backyard.
We are in the middle of wonderment, the middle of incredible creation. Humanity has not even dreamed or the mind imagined the potential of our species. People say they want to travel to space as if it's some distant place when we are part of the universe, living on an incredibly rich and gorgeous planet. In the middle of a universe with hundreds and hundreds of billions of photographed galaxies, themselves containing hundreds of billions of stars and planetary systems very similar to our own. Our planet is like a grain of sand at an endless beach. But still, despite the fact that it's so tiny, all of our species' history has taken place on this globe. All the kings, all the tyrants, the heroes, the families, the little children, the discoveries, the passions that were felt, all of those experiences have taken place here on this planet. And though our individual lives are finite, we are connected to our ancestors and their discoveries, their triumphs, their misfortunes. And we reach forward into the future towards our future progeny. And as long as our species is not destroyed, we truly live forever.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
So wait, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed but reborn on the other side. So that's the question. Will we become extinct like so many other species? We can go to space. We can create computers. We can theoretize quantum mechanics. Picasso, Beethoven. Can we take control of our destiny? Can we have a species-wide debate about our system? Or is death of humankind all that's waiting in our future? That decision, to a great extent, depends on you. So the ball is in your court. Well, that's a good compilation John Mound put together of the pro-humanity revolution. We'll post it on Real Alex Jones on X. I'm also going to post it up on the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X. Hope you follow us there. Regardless of what happens to InfoWars in just 25 days. You know, I really feel like we covered so much of the breaking news, but that's just the symptoms of the disease. It is good to do big picture, isn't it? And I've got some new major breaking news that I'm going to hit here in a moment ahead of our next guest joining us coming up. But I think it's very important to define the Great Reset that the WEF and the UN and Bill Gates are pushing for those that don't know what it really will do to you. And even those that are very informed, this little five-minute compilation I'm going to play right now is extremely informative. So here's the Great Reset explained in 5 minutes.
Reset, it's a great deception. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal. That life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. The World Economic Forum meets every January in Davos. You will have heard of the expression Davos Man. It refers to all the zillionaires and pop stars and popes and princes and politicians who meet every year to map out our futures. This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. This isn't some sky after dark fantasy conspiracy theory. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions. You might think this is a great thing. You might think this is a terrible thing. If implemented successfully, the Great Reset will undeniably and deliberately have extreme and possibly dire repercussions for every single one of your constituents. Already, the Great Reset is being widely advertised on posters and in ads across the UK and Europe, and no doubt will be here before too long. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy is just one of their marketing slogans. The plan involves replacing shareholders of big companies with stakeholders who happen to be left-wing bureaucrats and climate change zealots. Replacing mum and dad, small businesses and private enterprises with big tech and big business. Mrs. Kafut's share portfolio is out. Greta Thunberg's zero emissions are in. Democracy and free enterprise go out the window. Totalitarian government control slides in through the back door. But remember, it's not only a great reset, it's a great deception. Because in order to get everyday people to surrender many of the rights and freedoms we currently take for granted, the repeatedly stated aim of these organizations is to deliberately use COVID as an excuse, to use all the political and authoritarian tools, as Prince Charles puts it, that are currently being used around the world to eradicate the virus, such as lockdowns, exclusion zones, forced closure of businesses, heavy fines, making protesting illegal, and so on. but now to eradicate carbon emissions. Those behind this scheme are adamant that there can be and never will be a return to normal, that life will never again be what it was prior to COVID. That is why they constantly talk about the new normal. This is not me saying this. This is them saying it. The people with the power and the means and the obsessional desire to do it. And they keep telling us again and again precisely what they have in store.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight Syria virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world. Rebalancing investment, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
And if it's still not clear, the book written by World Economic Forum boss Klaus Schwab himself, setting out precisely how the most powerful forces in the world are lining up to use the COVID-19 crisis as a pretext for introducing a new climate change-focused one world economy that will strip away property rights and basic democratic rights. They are not hiding this stuff. They are shouting it from the rooftops. The World Economic Forum boasts on its website that the only acceptable response to the COVID crisis is to pursue a great reset of our economies, our politics, and our societies.
Say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going into the fourth hour here in about 13 minutes. Sarah Gonzalez, great talk show host and plays at Sarah Gonzalez TX. She's going to be popping in with us. Been wanting to get her in studio. She's been in studio with other guests before, other hosts, but not with me. I've been on her show a few times. Look forward to speaking to her about the current state of the world. Really smart lady. And then Jay Dyer is going to pop in with some breaking news and analysis off the Globalist Own Statements. And then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. That's in about 73 minutes from now. We'll be hosting the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Let me hit some more news here, but just always in the back of your mind, remember, we're 25 days, the potential shutdown of InfoWars. That's why your support at thealexjonesstore.com with the great t-shirts and supplements is critical. And, of course, it's critical for you to check out drjonesnaturals.com with amazing supplements and products there. Also, our sponsor to make sure I continue on with the crew one way or another. I appreciate your support. All right, this is a smattering of the globalist replacement migration open border news. EU Council Summit, illegal alien invasion finally begins to get pushback. European leaders are now talking about measures that used to be taboo, like external deportation hubs, and most are very pleased that the tide is finally turning because they've had globalist banks running politicians against them when they try to save their countries. They're just waiting for the population to have moral courage to speak out against the invasion. EU leaders convened in Brussels for a two-day summit where, despite President Zelensky's visit and presentation of his victory plan, nuclear war, the spotlight was stolen by migration again. Brussels is under heavy pressure to tackle the shortcomings of its recently adopted flagship policy package, the Migration Pact, which failed to address crucial questions such as how to prevent illegal entries and how to effectively deport failed asylum seekers. Well, the UN's running the invasion. The EU's running the invasion in that. You know, well, the Parliament will just vote against it. The Parliament is advisory. Under the 1947 Steele Agreement and then the 1956 Rome Treaty or Treaty of Rome, look it up, you can read them online, semi-film Endgame, an unelected bureaucracy is in control of any EU country that enters it, the EU Commission. Miss van der Leyden is in control. And so it just goes into the fact that they're getting massive pressure and a bunch of countries are now moving to deport the illegals and stop the flood. It continues. Germany, father of daughter murdered by illegal alien, confronts Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, on televised debate. That exchange is on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Absolute hell. Remember, the same globalist policy attacking us, attacking Europe. German teacher describes sexism, bullying, and racism in alien-filled school. Here's another one in the U.S. 25 illegal immigrants, 3 Disney employees, and 157 suspects arrested in Florida human trafficking sting. That's what's going on here. And the illegals have been given a license to go absolutely insane. It's time for the pro-human revolution against the anti-human globalist death cult to launch. It's Team Humanity. I coined the term. Elon Musk adopted it last year. Are you adopting it? We've got to have a counter to the globalist, not just oppose them. That's all extremely critical and important. But it's decision time. And when you back a broadcast like mine, that's one of the strongest ways to back not just Trump, but other anti-globalist populists around the world. Because in case you didn't know, InfoWars is the recognized anti-globalist transmission in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, translated into Spanish, in Portuguese, in Europe, in the U.S. and Canada. Thank you for your support. We need it now. Plus your great products, thealexjonesstore.com. And you definitely want to check out the VIP section. Now, I want to go to another one of the new special reports of John Bound. I'm going to bring Sarah Gonzalez in here for the next hour. So please stay with us for the fourth hour. You may know more about this stuff than I do. A lot of you do know more about a lot of stuff on subjects from your own experiences. But there's new people out there that don't know. I know that's an obvious thing. I said so. Obviously, share the live links at Real Alex Jones on X. In case they take that away, there's a network I work with that doesn't have the issues I have of being shut down, that you can check out right now at on X, and I hope you follow it, at AJN for Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, just at AJN Live. All right, here's another one of the powerful reports he just dropped. New World Order 101, does it make sense now? We'll be back with hour number four.
I've been following politics and geopolitics for a good part of my life. I didn't start off deliberately going out to find out everything that was possibly going on. In fact, I had no idea, to be honest with you, how vast the scale of an agenda, political agenda, is when you're bringing in a global society. Wars have many different purposes. Economics is only simply one big part of it, but culture of change and the building of empire through the defeated nations joining in leagues. Every country was basically signing the same laws, and had been in my whole life, at the same time that affected their societies. Laws were introduced and bills were introduced unbeknownst to the people in those countries that it was being introduced in their neighboring countries or even across the water somewhere at the same time. I realized there was already a governmental control, obviously, that coordinated all of this, and it led me into the United Nations. For every single department of government you have on a federal, local, county, state, provincial level, the United Nations had an equivalent department to deal with everything. It was already set up, in fact, to be global government. H.G. Wells said at the League of Nations, which was the embryo for the United Nations, he said, this is the nucleus of the world government, when eventually all laws will come from there, be passed and signed into law by treaty of all the member countries. Eventually, we won't even have to go through the farce, and that's what it is, of voting in parties or candidates, because in the latter part of the 20th century, and now into the 21st century, we're being trained, rather obviously, to simply accept rule by experts ruled by scientists, ruled by professionals, and that's what they mean when they call governance. That's the term used.
The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. Aaron, what do you think Women's Liberation was about? We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib. They do whatever they want to do. What we want doesn't matter anymore. It's their agenda. It's their plans that matter. They have all the money they want. They can make all the money they want. They have a machine that can make all the money. It's not about money. It's about control. It's about their vision of how they want to see the world. You hear George Bush saying democracy means freedom. No. Democracy equals new world order. I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be, and put everybody on this earth to be the best they can be. You have to stand up for what's right in life. And unless you do that, you're nothing.
I'm Alex Jones, and I'm your host on Exposing Mass Media. But our monetary system has been taken over by a group of international bankers. And I know the media has trained us all that anytime anybody talks about the international bankers or says anything like that, they're automatically a kook. Well, folks, I think you look back over all the presidents that have been assassinated that have tried to put us on a new monetary system like Mr. Lincoln. Look on the greenback that Lincoln put out $4.5 billion worth of. It has a red seal on it, a red treasury seal on it, in 1963. He was assassinated roughly 4 weeks later. Many other presidents have been assassinated for this, all for going against the banking cartel. Understand that your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you. Now, you should have to pay interest for a loan. That's fine. This isn't a loan. This is your money. You go and get your paycheck, cash your check. Understand, you're paying the government just to have that money. The banks control this country. Your biggest industry in the world is banking. Not national defense, not the welfare system, none of it. It all pales in insignificance. But why do you never hear about this banking elite? Why do you never hear about it? Because something this big, something this good, they're going to keep quiet. And one more thing, those of you that think you're part of the establishment, when you've got a nice car, a nice girlfriend, you think, hey, leave the status quo alone, I'm part of the establishment. No, you're not, folks. You're getting taxed too. You're getting screwed too. Get involved and be a real leader. And not everything in the Patriot Movement is going to be 100% true. But what is important is that we're not a bunch of wild-eyed people bomb-throwing crazies. All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it. I'm Alex Jones. Go. See you, folks.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalists. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Sarah Gonzalez, a very popular and smart talk show. I suppose you probably know her. Hubert the Blaze is here with us, Sarah Gonzalez, TX. And she's been with us for 30 minutes. She was here in town, wanted to get her in studio to talk about the election and the world and what she's seeing and what she's predicting. Then the great Jade Iyer takes over about 33 minutes from now. So, Sarah, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a wonderful studio you have.
I've got a lot of points I could bring up and a lot of things that I'd like to discuss, but I always have fun on your show. It's really fast-moving and very informative. You do this 7 days a week. You soak in a lot of stuff up there in Dallas. What's your gut level feeling on Trump and the election? Just how many days is it now? 17, 16 days away?
Yeah. I think that I've felt a palpable shift in momentum here towards Trump. I really feel it. For a while, Kamala, I think, peaked right after she had her DNC speech where she wasn't actually being questioned. She wasn't having to give these interviews. She wasn't having to talk. She had to go on prompter. And so now you're seeing Kamala in front of Bret Baier. There's nothing there. But they have to put her in front of people because they see the polls. And the answer to low polling is give her more interviews. The problem is she's just really, really bad at this. And so I think that the shift is palpable. I mean, even here in Austin, I like to talk to people a lot. And so I go out and I talk to people and I just total strangers and I just ask them who they're voting for. We were at a hotel last night and every single one of the people that we talked to from New Jersey, from New York, you know, even here from Texas, they all were saying that they were voting for Trump. And so you can feel it. Right.
I mean, listen, 55% of black males in all the polls are going to vote, 30% of black women, 35% of Hispanic women, 55% of Hispanic males. That's a landslide shift. That's what they're trying to bring in the illegals, obviously, to replace that in the demographic. And then I literally do it obnoxiously. I will just in stores forever. Usually they come over and shake my hand anyways. Almost every black person I've talked to the last 3-4 months, I say, hey, you don't mind me asking, who you voting for? Well, you probably got to guess. I'm a voting for the crook.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote for the liar.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, and a very prominent black talk show hosts that have been liberals in the past are coming out and saying they're not voting for her and saying everybody they know is not voting for
her. Right. Well, because it's hard to run a campaign on I'm going to change all of these things that suck when you are the reason that it sucks. And so that's the predicament that she's in. She's telling all these people, I acknowledge that you're paying more at the grocery store, that you're paying more at the gas tank. I acknowledge that things are hard right now. I won't take responsibility for it, but I acknowledge that things are hard right now, but I can't fix it until you elect me to be first in command. This is her audition. It sucks.
It's so bad, it's like it's not real. It makes me think we are in an alternate reality.
Yeah.
This is like some, you know, God's comedy channel or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really hard to fathom how bad, here's what I can't believe it every time I think about it. How bad it's gotten in just 3.5, almost 4 years. That's how poorly they've run the country. How many millions upon millions of illegals they have allowed into this country. How bad things have gotten in just such a short amount of time, not just in this country, but globally. I mean, I used to, I've listened to you for a long time, but there's, I mean, you know how important America is to global stability. Like you know it, you learn it, you understand it, but you don't feel it as much as you do right now in this moment. I mean, I never really felt it like I do right now with what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, with what's happening with Israel and Iran. I mean, you feel the ramifications.
The danger.
Yeah, the ramifications of having a weak America.
And then in position polls, in policy polls, in issue polls, he's double digit. And always historically, that tracks for a total landslide. But then it doesn't totally match up with the polls, though he's ahead even in their skewed polls. They're in panic mode. That's why they tried to kill him twice.
Right. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Well, they're in panic mode trying to kill him twice and also having Kamala agree to go on interviews with Fox News. Now, I'm not telling you that Fox News is the most conservative mainstream media outlet out there. But what I will say is they certainly perceive Fox News to be the enemy. So to have Kamala Harris go into enemy territory, I think speaks volumes about where they know their campaign is at.
Blaze host Sarah Gonzalez riding shotgun with us. We're going to cover a bunch of big issues on the other side of the 60-second break. Stay with us.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the federal government's licking its lips. In 25 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds, InfoWars up for sale on the chopping block. Soros-backed group, Media Matters says they're going to buy it to shut it down. But some big heavy hitters I'm not going to name are saying they're coming in to buy it. What a three-ring circus, and that just goes how panicked the power structure is. If this was happening to Sarah Gonzalez, or if this was happening to Elon Musk, or this was happening to Joe Schmo, Sally Sixpack, Sally Soccer Mom, I would be making a big deal about it. But in federal filings I showed you the last few days, I can show them to you again, they say Jones does not have a 13th Amendment. He's different. We can own his name. First time ever they're claiming they own my name in these filings. That's a precedent they're trying to make. And I'm not trying to make myself the big topic, but what do you think of that?
No, I mean, it's incredible what they have done to you throughout all of this process. I think every American should be extremely concerned, because if they're going to do it to you, they're going to do it to anyone. They're scared of the voice that you have and the reach that you have, clearly. I mean, I was looking on X before I came on. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of people tune in to watch you, and they can't have that because you're telling the truth about what they're doing.
Well, that's just on X, but they also false report us thousands of times a day. So when, and then Elon said it where his account doesn't have that problem. Everybody else does. When it goes back through its cycle, we've had 50 million viewers of a show a day just on X. And then they go put the clamps on it.
Of course.
But people have to hand share it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, you're speaking truth. We can't have that in America in 2024.
And now the EU has officially announced, just like Brazil, that they are going to not just fine X because he, quote, allows free speech. That was yesterday. X, 6% of its gross revenue. They're going to fine all Musk companies. Did you hear that?
I hadn't heard that.
So my point is, that's why I had Musk people call me. I'm going to leave it at that. They understand that. They're just setting the precedent with me.
Sure. Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, well, I mean, thank God that Elon Musk bought X.
Thank God. What do you think of people that sit on the fence about Trump, like the 32 million Christians that say they're not going to vote because he's not Jesus?
I honestly, Alex, I'm disgusted with anyone, especially people who have children in this country who are refusing to vote for Donald Trump, who are sitting on the sidelines. I mean, I have a lot of friends who were DeSantis supporters, and I understand he's governed the state of Florida incredibly. He's done an amazing job over in the state of Florida. But the primaries are over, and we have our guy. And when you are dealing with the deep state and all of these globalists who are literally
trying to kill him.
Yeah, trying to kill him, trying to kill Americans, trying to kill anyone who gets in their way. I don't want to hear your sob story about how Donald Trump has not come out as strongly pro-life as you want him to be. Now is not the time to quabble about things like that. This is real serious issues that we're dealing with right now in America. There's just absolutely no reason for someone who professes to be a Christian to sit this one out. It's too damn important.
Yeah, if you don't vote for Trump, I'll say it, you're voting for Satan. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious with Tampon Tim and the rest of it. This just came down from the Department of Health and Human Services, it mirrors a bunch of state laws they passed, like Minnesota, with the walls got done, where they're now going to take people's children and foster children. If the school's brainwashing them, they're another gender, and you say, no, stop brainwashing, they take your child and kidnap it. Now the federal government's going to get fully behind that. I mean, the Christians are going to vote for that. Suffer the little ones. Trump will protect the children from that, and you're not going to vote for him. So you're now voting by not voting for them to take children and sterilize them.
Yes.
So that's your goody-two-shoes fake Christians for you.
Right, right, exactly. That doesn't sound very pro-life to me. That doesn't sound very pro-family to me. But they've been telling us that they are going to do this for a very long time, right? Like, they have been telling for such a long time, they've been trying to use the language to change the culture by saying things like, there are children, they're all of society's children, they're all of our children. And by using the public, you know, indoctrination education system in order to instill all of these values into these children to confuse them, to isolate them from their families. I mean, this is the communist playbook right now that you're seeing them. And this is just kind of the end result of that.
Now, I've got some other issues I want to raise a little bit of time, but you got to get in there for a full hour soon and also do the other shows you've done before. What do you think is going to happen with this election? Because the Democrats are talking about not certifying Trump. They're claiming he's going to use the military against citizens. Kamala is. Meanwhile, they've signed an executive order now put into a DOD directive 5240.01 to not just, quote, kill American citizens during civil unrest, but to take over. This is a martial law document. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. It finally trended top of X 2 days ago. Trump needs to talk about this because they're accusing him of this. Meanwhile, they're actually setting it up.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what they always do. They are the party of projection. They project what they are going to do or are in the middle of doing onto their political opponent. Look, I don't know what it's going to take for the average American to understand that the government hates you. They literally hate you and they want you dead. That's just all that there is to it. So I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to wake up, for Americans to get active in this election. I'm hopeful that this is going to be the election that they finally say we've had enough, especially with what's happened in North Carolina, with all of the devastation from the hurricane, or hurricanes, I should say. And when you look around, who do you see? You see average everyday citizens helping citizens. You don't see FEMA anywhere. FEMA is not only not helping and not on the ground, but they are oftentimes like prohibiting other people from bringing in supplies, from bringing in help. And so you're dealing with a group of bureaucrats who absolutely despise you, who cannot stand you, who in what you're talking about, Alex, in some instances want to kill you if you disagree with them. I don't know what it's going to take for people to get active and wake up and stop sitting on the sidelines, especially these Christians that you're talking about.
And they're trying to sell us on complacency and trying to demoralize us. I remember 15 years ago, Bloomberg had a headline. They could probably pull it up. They search web or even click images. I can find really old stuff. They'll have a screenshot of it. But it was basically WEF meets with UN and proposes replacing leaders with technocrats. And then when it went deeper, it said, yeah, we own most of the politicians. We got them doing our agenda. And as our agenda that's unpopular discredits the governments, people will then turn to the corporations and a global social credit score, which they've now got in place and are now rolling out, to fix things. And that's why they give you Dementia Joe. That's why they give you, you know, Kamala Harris. As if they couldn't find competent, even if they were evil, well-spoken people like Newsom, and as if they don't have lots of competent, smart, you know, women like you and MTG we had on today, but of course you wouldn't sell out. My point is, they give us a horrible idiot that only got 2% in polls in the primaries and zero votes to demoralize us and just train us to accept a lower and lower bar. I mean, and they admit this is a real methodology. How do you think we counter that?
I mean, look, I think that first step of that is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, because if there's one thing that I think he has realized, that perhaps he didn't realize as much as he could have his first term, was that, you know, he ran on, I'm going to clear out the deep state, I'm going to drain the swamp. I don't think he understood how deep the rot went in Washington, D.C. I think after two assassination attempts and after everything that's happened and seeing all of this, the money laundering scheme that's going on in Ukraine and seeing what these bureaucrats, what these deep state globalists have done, I do think that he now understands what time it is. I think that he now understands how bad the rot is. And I don't think that it will happen in just 4 years. But I do think step one is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, getting him in there to really clear house and get rid of all of these people that you're talking about. It's not going to take 4 years, though. It's going to take much longer.
Yeah. No, you're right, but he's talked about all the people he's going to bring in. He's openly said, and I knew this, you know, when he first got in, because the FBI went after anybody that was good that could tell him who was bad, but he just believed the mainline Republican Party about who to replace in the government.
Exactly.
Now he knows he has to get people that are not just Republicans, but that are patriots, and that's why they're so scared. He's not going to put most of them in prison, though it's his duty to put some of them in prison once we take the Justice Department back so they can't keep committing crimes and to scare off other criminals. But he's really just got to fire a bunch of these globalists. I mean, a simple search off each of their names will tell you who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's also really important, too, to see who he has aligned with. Because when you're talking about Tulsi Gabbard, when you're talking about RFK Jr., you're talking about people who will help him expose this stuff. These are people who have...
Rebels who've left their own cult.
Yes, exactly right. And they have lived through this. I mean, you're talking about RFK Jr. trying to get him to release all of the damning documents with JFK's assassination. I mean, you're talking about really, really damning stuff against the United States government that I think he has the right people around him now. He has formed this coalition, and I think that he really can work to unravel a lot of it.
I agree, and they're telling us, Elon Musk, oh, this is a revolution against the globalists.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get into private conversations with Trump or people I know that talk Trump, what he's been saying, but he says it on the podium, but he also, we're going to crush these globalists. We've almost got them. I can't believe how bad it is. I didn't know it was this bad. He thought he'd come in and bring prosperity, make all the companies even more money, because he said you're running things where you make less money and you enslave people because they want control. He thought they just wanted prosperity and were dumb. No, now he knows they really want to make everybody else poor, and Trump's like, we're not doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, his eyes have been opened. He sees what time it is. And honestly, I think that there was even a shift after the first assassination attempt when he got shot. You could feel it in his tone, in his demeanor. I think that there was a shift where he really understood, oh, no, they really want to kill me. I was talking about locking Hillary Clinton up. I didn't actually do it. Maybe that was my bad.
And by the way, this is, you're totally right. I can tell you the Trump family and Trump know the Secret Service stood down, know the orders were made by the deputy head, now the head, Ronald Rowe. I mean, they know. You're right. Trump now knows. I mean, yeah. He was sure before, but now he really knows.
Yeah. Which, imagine being in that position. Imagine being in that position and knowing that these people are assigned to protect you in a life or death situation. And so you can't, there's only so much you can say, right? You can't come out and say, you guys all suck and you're out to kill me. Because these are
the people. Well, yeah, and the few agents they give him, they're not part of it.
Sure.
They're in the line of fire, too.
Sure.
It's Ronald Rowe.
Sure, of course. It stinks from the top. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that there's been a shift in his demeanor. I fully, fully believe that he understands what needs to be done and that he, of course, is the guy to do it.
I got a lot of questions in the 12 minutes we have left, but what else is on your radar? What else has got you really fired up?
I mean, just the idea that we have Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes. I know, the mainstream media is going to tell you.
Yeah, I was on your show a month ago. They were saying it wasn't real. The governor said it was a fantasy. Now they've taken over four of them in San Antonio.
Right, exactly. But don't worry, because whatever hack, Martha Raddatz or whoever it was, told J.D. Vance, well, it's just a handful of apartment complexes. I cannot believe that in the United States of America, we have reporters saying it's only a handful of apartment complexes that Venezuelan gangs are taking over.
And killing and beating people on video. And why won't the cities, where are the police?
Right. I mean, you have to assume that they're told to stand down. So you have in this country, not just, you know, first they deny that it happens, right? This is their playbook. First they deny that it's happening, even though you see with your very own two eyes that it's happening. Then they admit softly that it's happening and say, well, but it's just a handful of apartment complexes. And then once they are forced to admit that, they're going to try to sell you on, yes, it's happening, but here's why it's good, which is what you heard Bill Clinton say the other day when he went out stumping for Kamala and accidentally admitted that these unvetted strangers were entering the country and killing people like Lake and Riley. But what did he say after that? He said, yeah, it wouldn't have happened if we vetted them, but we're not reproducing at the correct rates. So we need these people to come in here. So this is why it's good. And that is what you're seeing, this evolution of messaging from the Democrats that all of a sudden it wasn't happening. And now, oh, actually, it is, but we need these people to come in and what, kill Americans, I guess?
Which is replacement migration. She's like, yeah, I guess they could have vetted them right, but you know, Trump wouldn't pass the bill to fix it. And then the bill made it even worse.
Right, right. It was more Border Patrol agents to process people into the interior.
We've got to replace Americans.
Right.
But then if you talk about replacement migration, they say it doesn't exist, even though it's a UN plan.
Yeah, yeah. It's a conspiracy theory, except you can just drop the theory because it's just actually happening. The Great Replacement Theory is not a theory. It's just happening.
Well, here's the good news. There is a global awakening. Even the globalists, their own internal documents that leak, admit it. Populists are getting elected everywhere, from Latin America to Asia to Europe to North America. And the system can throw everything it's got at us, but and they may even steal it from Trump and God knows what. But in the end, this establishment's going down. I think we need to spend more time about what we support and what we would build once these guys have been defeated. Because we can't just oppose the New World Order, transhumanist death cult. We've also got to promote something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that comes with a lot of decentralization. I mean, just in this country. And
bingo. Course, everything's about decentralization.
Everything.
Because that puts it back in the people's. You just.
Exactly.
Wow. That, I don't say that enough. Decentralization's king.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to talk about it. I mean, going back to the hurricane. I mean, imagine how much better it would have been if these people, if these locals were given the money and they were like, hey, here is the money. You guys go do what you need to do to help your neighbors. Who's going to know best? Of course, the people that live there, the people that are on the ground, the people that are seeing the devastation, who know the area. And so, I mean, you can take every single issue that's plaguing this country and just take it back to decentralization. And once we start doing that, once we start doing mass deportations, which absolutely has to happen, we can really start talking about, you know, gaining ground.
And I'm glad you say that, because I talk about the solution being close to God, you know, loving your family, then being informed, then standing up for yourself, then not being politically correct, even in small ways. And that's all important. And I talk about it some, but you just, when you said that this morning when I was exercising, I got blood pumping through my brain, it, you know, works better then. I'm like, I've got to explain why you need to know how to farm or even have a garden or know how to fix your car and demand cars that we're even allowed to fix. The new ones they've been making, you can't even fix because they want you separated. They're destroying the human system, not even for convenience, but in their own great reset to make us obsolete so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. And people say, why do you care about Australia or Germany or, you know, Brazil? Because it's the same global corporate banking BlackRock system that is attacking them and testing systems that they're using on us and them. And they can't get power if we do have sovereign nations and if we do have sovereign local areas and different cultures. And so that's how the globalists will be stopped, is through real diversity. When they say diversity, they mean none of you actually have your sovereignty or culture. And then we have this monochromatic New World Order you all accept that they call diversity, but it's actually the opposite.
Right, right. No, you're exactly right. I mean, look, it's going to take a lot of work. And thank God for people like you who are coming out there and explaining to people, you guys have to take a step back. You have to learn how to farm. You have to learn how to do these things. But I do think that Americans have woken up since COVID. I don't think they're all the way there yet, but I do think that there was an awakening that happened during COVID where a lot of people who didn't think the government would ever do all of the things that they did, mandatory mass vaccinations, you know, shutting down your home, you're not allowed to leave your home, shutting down your work, and then saying, don't worry, we shut you down, but here, we're going to take a lot of your taxpayer money and we're going to fund you guys to live.
And then a year later, those jobs are gone forever.
Exactly. Exactly right. So I do think that there is sort of a shift and an awakening that has happened since 2020. We just need to build on that and capitalize off of that as well.
I agree. I mean, if you read the Rockefeller Foundation and UN plans 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that's how I knew it was coming. And people are like, how did Jones say 14 years ago they're going to release a virus and then give you a poison shot that erases your immune system? And because it was in the documents. People watched me on Jesse Ventura's show, you know, saying that in 2009, even before Operation Lockstep. And then, you know, the new X-Files series, Carter, you know, told a Variety, he said, no, I mean, I got that off the Alex Jones show. I'm not trying to brag. It's just, it shows our influence. So people know that, the, you know, the pro-human liberty movement just doesn't have the general public. We also have thinkers who aren't bad guys who see that. So they made the new reboot in 2016, right when Trump was being elected, about the government releasing a virus to scare people, giving them a shot that erases your immune system so they can control them. And that's, and then they actually did that and they now admit that's what it's done. And people ask how I know that, because they tell you, the UN said 20 years ago, we're going to use a succession of disease X's, meaning not known yet, to bring in world government. And then they brag about how they did it. But the good news is that was their ace card. That was their big move. And it had traction at first, but it blew up in their face and has caused the biggest awakening ever.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, does it ever get tiring, Alex, of explaining this to people and you're like, it's on their website, the Great Reset. It's on their website. Just go see it. Just go type it
the
out.
The Rockefeller Foundation said we'll use the virus to get rid of the, and we'll train people to be locked in their homes, which will lower their carbon footprint. And then after COVID, they said, now this trains you to stay in your home. Now we're going to have carbon lockdowns.
Right.
I mean, it's like, this all tells you.
Right, right. They're telling on themselves all the time. All you have to do is just go literally look at the documents.
I see it all over X. Jones must be one of them. How's he know all this? Because they tell us. And it's weird. Have you ever noticed somebody puts a rumor out? I said, I heard from a gas station attendant that a colonel told him while he was putting oil in his car that they're planning martial law. And I'm like, here's the actual martial law plan from last month. It's like, whatever. I really don't care about that.
Right, right. Yeah, it's incredible. But, I mean, again, you know, there are a lot of people who spread actual conspiracy theories on X. But I'm so grateful that that Elon Musk took that and got it back to the people. And, of course, that he finally allowed you back on there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not shadow banned. I mean, we know how it was done to him. Remember 2 years ago, they were blocking his post by false flagging it as bad.
Yeah.
And then you don't even see it, but it's in the algorithm that blocks you, but it's still being done to me and everybody else, but we're still there.
You're there, right?
Well, people can by hand go get it, and they can by hand share the videos and articles.
Right.
But if they don't do it, it's not going to happen.
Right. Exactly right. But yeah, I mean, I think that it tells a lot about where we are in society that Americans have been so trained to believe the government. Whatever the government talking point is, you just believe it instead of going out there and looking at the information yourself. It's right there, readily available for you to consume if you so choose. And instead, there are way too many Americans who have for so long just believed what the government told them. I think with COVID, that was the beginning of the awakening of people saying, no, I don't think I'm doing this again.
Well, here's another example. Democrats for decades have been giving illegal aliens driver's licenses saying they only vote in local elections, but most local elections are part of the, you know, federal and state election. It's just every once in a while there's an, you know, some kind of runoff or, you know, somebody dies, so they got to have a special election. And then people don't believe it still because the left, while they say they're doing it, also say it doesn't exist. But then the Secretary of State, as you know, 2 weeks ago says, yeah, we're going to let people vote with non-citizen IDs. People go, what is that? I mean, it's just crazy.
Here in the state of Texas, I mean, this is a state where you would expect that that would not happen. But you're talking about places like Alabama. I'm sure you saw this in Alabama. Alabama was involved in a lawsuit against the DOJ because Alabama was removing the non-citizens from their voter rolls so that they couldn't participate in the federal election. The DOJ sued them, and a judge just recently told Alabama they had to reinstate those voters because that was a form of voter suppression.
And the same thing's happening now in Georgia. Sarah Gonzalez, if people don't know who you are, they do now, though you're very popular. You are got a firecracker broadcast. Tell people how they find you and how they can spread your show.
Sure, yeah, I appreciate that. It's Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me, of course, on Blaze TV. And you can find me on X. It's at Sarah Gonzalez TX. And then the show is, of course, Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered.
And we got about a minute and a half left. Gut level. What do you see happening in 16 days? I can't believe it's that close.
Yeah, I would say, look, I don't think I did a documentary in the state of Michigan about voter fraud. I do think the state of Michigan is they're going to rig it. But I think other than that, I think that Trump is going to come out of this as the 47th president. I think that it's going to be close in a couple states, not because of real votes, but because the Democrats are going to rig it as much as they know how. I just think that it's going to be too big to rig.
I agree with that, except MTG said this when she was on in the second hour. And because I watched the Democrats, it's true. There's so much election fraud here in Texas, and they're blocking Ken Paxton from investigating or charging. The Democrats are planning to do a real sneak attack. I think there's a good chance Texas goes blue. If people don't believe that, they're going to try.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, Alex.
People better vote.
I know. Don't take anything for granted. Go vote.
Sarah Gonzalez, you back to Dallas after this?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Texas-Georgia game tomorrow, and then I'm back to Dallas.
All right, you're down here. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
I snuck in the Texas OU game via TV last weekend. It was fun hanging out with my parents watching it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I rarely watch it, but it's good to have a little R&R here.
Yeah.
Sarah Gonzalez TX on X. All right, Jay Dyer's loaded for bear, and then Owen Schroyer. Spread the links, folks, and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jace Analysis. And as I was listening to Alex break down the news earlier today, he mentioned this idea of a death cult. We're in the grip of a death cult. And he mentioned Thanos. He mentioned depopulation. And I was thinking about this cult agenda. It's a perfect analogy for understanding the spell, the mind control that everyone is under. In fact, I'm going to lay out about 10 signs, the top 10 signs that we are in the thralls of a death cult. This overall agenda, though, before I list those top 10 reasons, top 10 examples, signs, is that, you know, really this is all about control of energy, human energy, human capital, human population. Money is a symbol of energy and the exchange of value. And that's why they have to really shut down anything that pertains to the expansion of life, the expansion of human beings, more energy, et cetera. All of that has to be shut down, and hence it all revolves around sustainability, austerity,
and you having less. Really, that just means less humans in general. Everything in life is energy. And so to control energy, to control the exchange of energy and the mediums of energy is really the essence of everything. That's why they're moving towards the banning of cars, the banning of you having gas stoves, banning of you having the ability to be self-sufficient, to have your own means, your own ways of operating outside of their system and their control. So really, it's all totally about control. That's why they're pushing. Now we have the death pods in places like Canada and other European countries. You need to be able to be assigned a specific time when you die, just like the movie Logan's Run. You need to die at a certain age, and that'll probably get younger and younger as time goes by. I think in Logan's Run, in that dystopian film, it's about age 30 where you have to die. That's why there's death care, euthanasia, again, being promoted across various forms of education. The banning of meat and the mandating of eating bugs. Humans are bad for the planet, but also so are cows, cattle, et cetera. All real nutrient-dense forms of food must be banned, must be controlled, must be eradicated. That also necessitates the banning of travel. The banning of free exchange and free commerce is also part of this plan because, again, it's a death cult agenda. That's really the best model, the best analogy to understand, because it's not just an analogy. It literally is a death cult. I put up a video that got censored on some of the big platforms because I was talking about how some of the big pop stars, for example, have been initiated into a specific death cult, the Crowleyan death cult. And that death, I mean, they even talk about it openly in their songs. Jay-Z wears, you know, Crowley gear. Beyonce promotes all kinds of transhumanism and other agenda. They promote the vegan agenda, not eating meat, et cetera. That's because they're all part of this cult. And to be in this group, this in-group, you have to promote the death cult ideology. You have to promote the idea of not having children, of essentially all forms of sterilization, which includes all of the LGBTQ trans agenda. You must also be going along with all forms of tracking and tracing to be part of this death cult. So again, no freedom of exchange, no freedom of travel, no freedom of commerce, because you have to have everything in your life absolutely, completely controlled, tracked, and traced. And that will get down to the point, according to Klaus's book, where everything is rationed. Maybe you went over your carbon rations today. Maybe you know, said a bad word and you have your credits turned off this week with a universal basic income. This is all part of the same agenda. You can go back to the 1980s and 90s. They talked about the Rio summit. They said that that summit that they would have to limit every area of life into this austerity model. Agenda 21 is another one. Bush was there for that, by the way. The biodiversity project, the plans that they have for 2030, those are all really right now being rolled out. And so I think it's really symbolic that we might see the end of InfoWars, at least as it is right now. Hopefully with God's blessing and providence, it'll turn into something that can continue on and be successful. I think that's probably what's going to happen. We've been praying for that for sure. And hopefully you guys are praying for that too. But the Wildlands Project, this was mentioned a long time ago, many years ago, this idea that they would rewild America for the purpose of depopulation. And so you see, for example, environmental disasters, and that this might be the precedence for pushing people into smart cities, to coffin apartments and all that. That's all part of the same agenda. 15-minute cities, the initiatives to introduce DEI, ESG, all of these measures, which would then control at a corporate level all the means of production, all the ways in which people might make a living. Everything would be tracked, traced, and controlled, and that's exactly where we are. All of the stuff, it's very symbolic, right? I've been listening to InfoWars for 20 years now. I remember the first broadcast I heard from Alex was about 2003, so actually 21 years. And I have seen in that time everything Alex talked about 20-plus years ago roll out. So it's very significant that we're now at the stage where they're actually rolling out sex bots, for example. This is on the market. The bots are coming out. I'm not saying every bot is necessarily bad. I think there's a lot of good applications for these technologies. But the problem is that the people, for the most part, except for those like Elon that are on Team Humanity, most of the people involved in pushing this, at least openly, have a depopulation euthanasia agenda. They're Malthusian. And that's what we're going to talk about, this death cult and the signs of a death cult and this overall agenda that's being pushed. And number 10, I'm going to start with number 10 because these are the signs that you always see of a cult. Think about cult leaders. Think about, for example, famous Hollywood and CIA connected cults. In fact, most of the big famous cults have some shady, sus connection to intelligence agencies, to the FBI or foreign intelligence agencies. Think, for example, of Jonestown that had some suspicious connections with high-level people. In fact, it seems like there's evidence that perhaps that area in Guyana was being used for CIA weapons trafficking. Heaven's Gate, another one that comes to mind, where people were mind-controlled and committed a suicide, just like Jonestown. That one was odd because there was a direct connection, if I recall. It's been many years since I looked at it, but there's a direct connection between somebody in the FBI and the house where that event occurred. Now, that could be happenstance, but again, we usually find these curious connections. Church of Satan, a lot of deep state connections with Anton LaVey, Interpol, CIA connections, tie-ins to, if I remember, Ted Kennedy. There's a big write-up in the Daily Beast or something about that. Charles Manson, of course, right? That's the Process Church of the Final Judgment that has connections to British intelligence groups, connections to the CIA. The Tom O'Neill Chaos book has delved into that. Michael Aquino, right? Satanism, Church of Satan. Excuse me, he left the Church of Satan to create the Church of Set. He wrote the Army's Psychological Warfare Doctrine with Paul Valéry. And then we have other groups like Scientology, which comes out of Crowley's OTO. L. Ron Hubbard was a member of the OTO for a time and went through the various degrees of that ritual before starting his own cult. And the same with Wicca, modern witchcraft, and Wicca derives also from these groups. And that's important because Crowley, remember, was a British intelligence-connected occultist who was an asset for British intelligence at the time of World War I and perhaps even after that. Now, I mention that because that seems to be the cult of choice of a lot of the pop stars. A lot of the Hollywood people, they really prefer this, sex cult, sex magic type stuff, because it's one of the easiest ways to really entrap people. I think on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that was one of the obviously, high up needs there after food and security is sex. And I think Maslow, when he drew up that list of needs, which he was doing, by the way, for a project, the MK Ultra, that was part of MK Ultra, to create a way for people to profile world leaders through this hierarchy of needs and maybe to figure out, what does Putin prefer? What does Xi Jinping, what's his profile based on these sort of Maslow hierarchies? But that applies then to the population in general to get a profile. And think about our leaders in government and these so-called, ridiculous bureaucracy entities. Think about them as basically cult leaders. That's a good way to think of it. And so with them, they will typically tell you, these are my signs of a death cult, ignore reality and operate on the basis of emotion. A lot of the programming, a lot of the propaganda that we see functions on the basis of getting us to invest in things, not on the basis of critical thinking, logic, basic, factual reasoning, but on the basis of emotion. For example, in warfare, the babies in the incubators, remember this with Saddam. This was supposed to, drum up a bunch of emotion and get people invested in this conflict in the Middle East when it was based on, in that case, with a Bush PR firm, something completely fraudulent. Think about the story of Private Lynch, Jessica Lynch. That was drawn up in the Pentagon. It was a story concocted, I think, with, if I recall, Jerry Bruckheimer was involved with the Rumsfeld and people concocting this story to promote women in the military. It was a emotion-based story. And most war propaganda functions that way. Successful war propaganda usually is grounded in something very basic, something usually involving the massacres of children, the horrors inflicted upon the children. And that's intended to get you riled up emotionally so that you will immediately bypass your critical thinking skills and just attach yourself to whatever the agenda is at the moment. And that's a key point of cults, right? Cults are all about that. And especially the death cult that we all live under, that death cult wants us to not function and think on the basis of what's practical, and what's essentially logical, but what's rather emotional, so that we react rather than assess. The death cult that we're under utilizes meaningless slogans and empty phrases. This one is really popular. Think, for example, of, I mean, I understand all politicians need a kind of a slogan, but think about these bizarre ones that we've heard from Kamala Harris. Things like, what can be unburdened by what has been. I don't even know what that means, but I assume it means probably something lifted from communist revolutionaries. It really sounds like something from Mao or somebody like that. I mean, remember back in the Obama days, right? Hope and change. I think that was also lifted from older socialist ideas. And I'm not saying that they're strictly speaking totally socialist. They're actually underneath the wealthiest people on the planet pushing corporate socialism and communism. So meaningless slogans that they don't want you to think about these things, but just to sort of repeat these things like mindless sheep. That's one of the key techniques that cults use to repeat the slogan, mantras, chants, right? And that's exactly what our overlords do with us. And you'll notice, for example, if you have a discussion with someone, why is it wrong to have, you know, on-demand abortion, and why is it wrong to have, euthanasia and death education? The mindless members of the cult will say, because there's too many humans. How do you know there's too many humans? Who told you that? How do you know that? Is there? Are you sure? Well, most of the time they don't actually have a reason for that. It's just what they've heard the news say. So they're repeating what their overlords have told them, just like a cult member. So think of everyone in a cult. You're not dealing with people functioning on the basis of logic and reasoning. You're dealing with people functioning on the basis of emotion and the sunken cost fallacy. They're invested in, emotionally attached to the cult that the masses are still a part of. Money is what rules cults. And you'll notice that there's always a pretty sharp divide between the lifestyle of the cult leader and what he demands of his devotees. For example, think of the Osho cult. If you've never seen Wild Wild Country, I think you should go check out that documentary. It was a great 4 or 5 part series that Netflix did a few years ago on Osho's cult. And at a certain point back in the 80s, I think, when Osho and his handler, Sheila, were invited on Donahue, you know, somebody brought up the fact that he demands pretty hefty tithes from his cult members, and yet he has 13 Rolls Royces. And in the interview, Sheila, his handler, says, "And by Tuesday, he will have 14 tough titties." That's one of my favorite quotes from cult leaders. This tells us that the cult leader is totally divorced from the way the rest of society lives. They have no connection with the people. And our government, corporate government overlords, live this way as well. They don't know what it's like. They don't know how to cook hamburgers on a grill. They don't know how to check out at the checkout line. They're totally divorced from everyday, normal, healthy living because they live a totally different lifestyle. And they're so detached that eventually I think this will collapse. They will be so detached from reality. Their worldview is so detached from reality that hopefully we will win. I think we will. It might get worse before it gets better. But the key point here is that money rules, and think about the cult as an example. Everybody's seen these crazy cult leaders with 14 Rolls Royces, and everybody else in the cult is supposed to basically, you know, give Osho your booty whenever you ask for it and all of your money. Sign over all of your inheritance to Osho. And that's why Osho literally sits there and says, "The people are retarded." One of his best lines, "The people are retarded." Well, stop being retarded. Don't give the cult leader all your money. But wait a minute. The IRS, the government, they act in the exact same way as Osho, and they demand basically everything. Total commitment. Total death. The ultimate death cult, if you think about it, is governments in the past, like the Aztecs, the Mayans, etc. Like, they literally said, "Give us your youth. We want your firstborn. If you don't sacrifice your firstborn, the sun god will destroy you," and so forth. No, all governments act like cults because governments at the end of the day, end up being and operating just like a cult, because a cult, like a government or like any of these other entities, is basically a kind of human control system. And the money system is the most important central control element in that control system. That's why the fiat Federal Reserve usury debt-based system is so important. It's at the center. I mean, obviously media and these other things, education, the drugging of the population, the toxic food, all of that's also very crucial. But the main central mechanism, the core,
the planet core,
is the usury-based, debt-based black hole system. And like Max Kaiser says, Bitcoin is like another black hole that sucks all of the debt into a real asset. It's the ultimate champagne supernova of money, the real hardest asset. Gold's good too, not this and gold, but money is the key to the control system in a cult and with our corporate government, exact same control system. If you look up cult leaders, one thing you'll notice about them, that my seventh sign here that we're under a death cult, is that cult leaders usually have some kind of weird, crazy background. They're usually coming out of some history of being involved in black ops, or they were previously some con man. They were Don LaPree teaching you how to sell tiny little ads in classified papers to make $1 million. I mean, there's always some weird, sus background to a cult leader. And then, oh, lo and behold, the government, the corporate government, well, it has a sus background, doesn't it? It basically lies nonstop, gaslights the people constantly like a cult leader does, and then asks you to bend over for some more cult initiation, right? Like Osho says, I will plant my seeds inside of you with his booger whistle. So cults and governments are identical when it comes to their shady backgrounds and their history of constantly lying. And you think, why would anybody believe this guy? He's obviously a con man. And yet the same people who will call L. Ron Hubbard or Osho or whoever an obvious con man will turn around and believe, you know, Biden or whoever. So no, cults lie and they seek, number six, total control. If you've ever noticed the way a cult works, a cult doesn't just want you as a member on the rolls and tithing or giving your grandma's assets to the cult. No, they want all of your life, all of your time, all of your focus, all of your attention, because cults are energy vampires. And lo and behold, especially say post the 9/11 event, you remember they set up the Total Information Awareness Network. Poindexter and others right after the big 9 event. Why was that? Well, that was to build this infrastructure for total surveillance, total control. And according to Klaus's book in the last section of Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus says that the future will be an Internet of Things where not only is everything tracked and traced, but everything is tracked and traced so that you can be rationed and controlled before being summarily depopulated. So total control is another element that a cult has that we have in our life. Number five, the cult wants you to be atomized, individualized, isolated, and alone. Well, that's exactly what post-COVID the government did, the corporate government run by Rockefeller Foundation, CDC, all of that, Carnegie Endowment, basically deciding that we would all be isolated, alone, alone, hashtag alone together, which makes no sense. On the internet, interacting only through screens and not with actual real people in life. Social distancing, 6 feet away. No reasoning for that. It just was arbitrarily made up. Well, no, it wasn't arbitrary. It was actually part of psychological conditioning, operant conditioning. That's exactly what it achieved by especially younger children who were raised during that period to be in some way probably damaged through these policies. Number three, all of life is not only connected to and controlled by the cult, but the cult is essentially narcissistic. The cult leader is totally narcissistic. The government is narcissistic. In other words, the pathology of the people in government, they're narcissistic psychopaths, is the exact same pathology of the people who run a cult. Delusions of godlike status, delusions of being saviors, I think people, for example, have pointed out that Soros has this idea of being a savior. Like he wants to save the world and be lauded and praised as this sort of savior figure through his, you know, foundations, Open Society and so forth. And probably being at that kind of a level where you instigate crises in order to supposedly bring in, you know, your solutions, problem reaction solution, that probably does give rise to some sort of, you know, salvific fantasy or some sort of savior complex. And so the cult leader is just as narcissistic as the state, corporate state CEO, president CEO, we'll call him. Number two, cults are illogical. They don't tell you anything that matches up with your reality. And they and do that on purpose to dissociate you from the reality that you experience. They want you to believe in something completely divorced from your reality. Here's the key point. On purpose. This is something that Alex stresses all the time and has stressed for decades, that it's not accidental that they're lying to you. It's not some mere government incompetence. Constantly lying to you has the effect of putting you into a almost dissociative and catatonic state to where you're completely receptive to the government conditioning and messaging. And that's done by design. In fact, if you remember, I think we covered it on the fourth hour. We did the very famous book, Rape of the Mind by Juste Merleau, who was one of the World War II psychological warfare experts. I think he worked with the Dutch government during World War II. And he was laying out all these techniques and principles that tyrants and tyrannical governments use. And amazingly, everything in that book matches up perfectly to ours, our government, that is. One of the things he talked about was the tactical, intentional, wild insistence on lying on purpose. Yes, you heard me right. Lying at a crazy gaslight level, constantly on purpose. There's a whole chapter in the book on that. Why would they do that?
Well, they wouldn't do that. They would get caught and then everybody would figure it out.
And yet, what do we see every day? The corporate government lies constantly, nonstop, and people don't figure it out. Why? That's a tactic. It's a technique in warfare and in psychological warfare to constantly lie on purpose. And number one, because they're pathological liars, everything in the society essentially is deception, is based around deception, and then it crumbles. And so we start to see that decay and that corruption all around us. And I think everything from the infrastructure to human social interactions to the collapses of the churches, the religious institutions, all that's happening by design. If you want to come see me live, I'll be live at October 25th and 26th at Bohemian Grove. There's going to be a lot of podcasters, a bunch of comedians there. We're going to have a lot of fun. The tickets are available at the top of my website, jasonalsis.com. You can get my books there in the shop, signed copies there. You see Jay and I are live there on the top link. You can also go to the InfoWars store and get access to those great products to keep Alex on the air. Thank you.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's That's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.